Good morning, and welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Well, phone number 866-901-ADAM. Open phone lines. Always nice. Open at this time in the morning because Kyle doesn't get here. Who does the phone screening?
Oh,
he gets here
1 minute
before the show starts.
There is a level of excitement to saying, hi, good morning, everybody. Hey, by the way, it's 1-866-901-ADAM. And just see what the hell happens. There is a level of excitement.
And I'm down with that. Good morning, Teresa. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning,
Adam. Good morning, Teresa.
Well, let's see what we got going on today.
Good morning, Brian.
Steve. Brian.
Sorry, buddy.
Steve Sable from NFL Films is going to be on the show. Steve's this NFL Films thing is one of these situations where it's a multi-billion-dollar-a-year industry now, but it started off in, like, the 60s with, like, a $3,000 bid.
Yeah.
It's weird. You know, it's weird always when I think about society. There's a part of me that thinks how old we are and then how new we are at the same time. You know, it's weird when you go back to our lifetime. It's not like you have to go back to your grandparents' lifetime. It's nobody's on the Mayflower or anything. It's just, well, the NFL's professional football and they're playing and nobody's really filming the games and... So they decide to have the highest bidder go ahead and film the Super Bowl, and Steve Sable's dad wins it for a bid of like $3,000 to $5,000.
That's
right.
It.
Yeah,
wow.
These are in what would be considered modern times.
A blink of an eye. The ones I thought of, and especially when you said old versus new, I immediately thought when you said, and they got it for $3,000, I thought, when McDonald's first opened, Quinn Ryan right there would have been nice, and then Microsoft would have been good.
Right.
That's really our life. That's like, hey, little Poindexter guy, here's $5,000, I'm in.
Well,
now you're a gazillionaire.
A thing in life I'm interested in, and it's vexing to a lot of people, but the lesson I'd like to impart to you kiddies very early this morning is, it happens to me with cars. I love cars. And when you love cars, you end up sort of following them, and they become like a stock. And you see that the Lamborghini, the 68 Lamborghini Miura or the 70 Lamborghini Miura, you see that car. I remember when I was 20 years old and I saw that car and it was $40,000. And I thought, well, that's a king's ransom.
Right.
But still relatively cheap compared to supercars.
Today, yeah.
And then as I kept track of it, maybe now I'm 30. And, oh, boy, it shot up to $85,000, $90,000. Now, the problem is, and here's the problem everyone has in life, and it's the problem everybody I know who hasn't bought real estate has had. I then get some money at age 35, and I see that car again, and it's $160,000. And I think, please, I remember when it was 40.
Yes, it'll always go up over time.
I'm not going to be a fool and drop $160,000 on something that I know used to cost $40,000. Well, the car's $500,000 today.
Right.
So, I would have been a genius to spend the $160,000
right.
for in 1997 or whenever it was.
Do you pick a certain car over a certain location in, say, real estate if you were going to do the comparison? Do you remember a 1957 T-Bird, which is something I've always wanted to buy my wife? It's her favorite car in the world. About $30,000, then $35,000, then $40,000, and I think $50,000.
Right.
Then one day, $100,000 for a mint condition 57 T-Bird.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, $35,000 again.
Ah.
Well, it rarely goes that way, but 2 years from now or then or whenever it is, it'll climb up and balance out again.
Yeah.
Once in a while, something freaky happens, like a bunch of Japanese money comes in from a great stock market in the late 80s, combined with a little show called Miami Vice, and all of a sudden a Ferrari Daytona's $2 million.
Right.
Well, I remember the Daytona went a million. Two people had them in my high school.
Over time, though, your real estate will always go up. Who had them at your high school?
The Brando? Daytonas weren't that happening in that parking lot.
Oh, really?
Really?
What was the nicest car in the lot?
The nicest cars. Well, I guess the nicest car that I liked personally was not necessarily that's the. There were two. One was a senator's son, and I forget what the other one did. But they were 1971 Dino Ferraris.
How much is that, Adam?
They're worth now a fortune.
Dino's wrong. Dino. 100 and definitely in some good change, probably about 150.
Well, Adam, yeah. Every morning I want to ask you the same question as I get in my car, and maybe you can answer it now.
Mm.
How long am I supposed to let my car warm up? Is there a rule?
You don't have to anymore.
What year? What year?
Really? It's a 2006 Honda.
No, I'll turn it on. You're going to work.
Really?
Yeah.
That's 5 minutes I've been wasting every day.
Well, I mean, if it gets, you want to get the heater going or something like that. But, you know, you see, cars have computers now, and it's not going to let you over rev it or do anything that would injure the car, so to speak, because the computer only let it do what it's going to do.
I don't have to worry about it. Run outside naked, start the car, run back in, and then start getting
going.
Because I don't like to be cold at all.
Right.
Plus, there's the electric toy where a salesman took me on a meeting yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're walking up the street, and he pushes a button, and his car started.
That's right.
Yeah.
I tried that. Bastard. But I would say this, and maybe it's I got that installed in my car, but I hit the wrong button and it blew up.
Yes.
And I feel like that's a liability.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just install the starter, people. I understand. Let's see. Amber?
Hi, good morning, you guys.
What's happening, baby doll?
How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
I'm well.
Very well.
All right, then.
Hey, I thought you guys had to warm up a car, because, you know, the funny thing is when you guys were talking about that, I was actually warming up my car.
Amber, I do this every morning because I thought I was injured, and my dad's a mechanic, I should know better. I thought I was injuring the car, but this is my first car that's not 15 years old.
Yeah. You have confused cars with women.
Right.
One needs to be warmed up, one does not.
You had to warm up a car just because... Something about the transmission or something. I don't even know.
No.
What year is your car, Amber?
A 91.
You're on the cusp, but you're fine.
I have a 67 that actually has a choke. Can you see these two girls outside? So they said the choke.
Amber, this is very good news. That's 5 minutes every day that you've been wasting.
I know, but see, that's going to like mess up my whole schedule because I had it all planned out. I get it. As my car's warming up, I make my lunch, and then I...
I've said more than once, I know it can't be worked out because of the attorneys in our society, but I would love a timer. I would love my car. I would love my alarm. You know, alarm goes off at 4:30 in the morning. Car timer goes off at 5:10, starts up.
Right.
Puts it, preset the radio station, preset the heater, preset the everything, and the car just... And when you get into the car, it's all toasty, and
you have Gary Coleman driving you around in this scenario?
I guess I could have him preset as well.
Wait a second. The night nurse needs something to do.
Mm.
Can't she start warming up the car?
She is busy watching the daughter cry her eyes out, not doing anything.
Oh, she's still crying at night?
Oh, I don't know. She's the boy is happy-go-lucky, and the girl is... let's put it this way. No, she's not fussy. She's interested.
She's
overly interested, which is a weird thing because when I talk to people about my kids, I'm like, well, the boy just lays there. He's a big butt plug. He's daddy's butt plug. He's daddy's big butt plug.
Lynette loves when you call him that.
Yeah, she won't be up for 9 hours, so it doesn't matter. But she admonished me this morning for playing the radio too loud in the bedroom. I was like, hey, why do people bother busting my balls, especially my wife? You know what I mean?
Boy, are you asking the right guy today.
You're kicking a black belt in the shins, you know? what you get from me at 5 a.m. when you say, why is the radio so loud? You don't get, sorry, sweetie pea. You get, perhaps I should quit my job. And then we could both sleep in for about 4 months. Okay. And then we can move in your mom's house. Is that what you'd like? That's what you get. That is the response to turn the radio down.
I got a message from Gretchen yesterday at 7:09.
I heard it.
3 hours left to do the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
I came in here and I played it on speaker for Teresa. I said, my wife doesn't fool around or pull any punches. Listen to this. And it says, hey, Danny, I love you very much. And I hope you take in the spirit that this is given. But you really suck today. You need to back off.
She did not say that. Let me translate.
I don't want you to translate exactly what she said.
But it was nicer than that.
Would you say it essentially means suck?
I think she was trying to give you a what is it called? But it's a nice criticism.
But when it starts with the word, I still have it saved. When it starts with the words, you are totally. When it takes that long to say totally.
Yeah, that's true.
And the last words were, so back off right away.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
Yes,
true?
She did say that. She said it back
off. 3 hours left of the show.
And then it got in Danny's head a little bit for the rest of the show.
I was listening to my wife. I thought she was right.
That's what I thought she was trying. Her heart was in the right place.
I agree. I did not go home and beat her to death. She'll be fine eventually.
So you only beat her half to death.
Well, my wife doesn't listen to much of the show because we don't get radio reception where I live. But my daughter, back to her, you know, people say, well, how are they? I said, the boy just lies there like a sack. But the girl, she always wants to be picked up. She wants to be held. She wants to be lifted out of her crib. Or if you set her down on the bed, she wants to be picked up immediately. And people go, oh, I see. She's a cuddler. She misses her mom. And I go, no, she wants to look around.
Right.
She's like an evil genius who's lost the use of her legs.
Yeah, she can't get up herself.
She can't get up herself, but she wants to survey the room, and she wants to know what's going on. So you pick her up, and you try to cuddle her. She pushes off you and then turns.
And
the opposite way, she pushes and twists,
right.
And then she looks around, and if you set her down, she doesn't like it because she can't get up and look around anymore. So, and then once she's up, she's very animated, and she's looking around, and then when you put her back down in her crib, she's like, this blows.
Right.
It's sort of like what you would be if your mind inhabited the body of an infant.
Right.
Which is, I can't stand up, I can't go down and get a drink, I can't do anything myself, I need this big hairy human to hold me up so I can see what's going on.
I call that Tuesday. I need somebody to pick me up, carry me, and get me what I need.
That's cute in a little baby.
Well,
you're like, daddy's her ladder.
Mm-hmm. You know why daddy's going to be a really good daddy?
More of a tripod.
Yes.
You know why you're going to be a really good daddy? Because you haven't gotten to the part where they are fixated to specific cartoons, colors and things will do.
Mm-hmm.
There are cartoons right now specifically with an evil genius who has lost the use of his legs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
Your intuitiveness on that particular product lets me know that you're going to sit through Dexter's Laboratory over and over and the Powerpuff Girls and be right on key.
Well, the other, speaking of TV shows, my kids have showed zero interest in all worldly possessions except for the TV remote.
No.
They are fixated on the TV remote, and you pick up, you know, look, you pick up a telephone, you pick up a coffee mug, you pick up anything, kid's not interested. You pick up that remote. Kid wants the remote, which is a Corolla, Gene, but I think to myself, first off, that is frightening, because the thing about the remote is it doesn't even work unless you point it right at the eye.
Right.
But when it's on the bed and it's not facing the TV, and little Natalia grabs it and immediately switches to the porn channel, which is bizarre. But the obsession with the remote, I thought, like, what did we do? We didn't have TV remotes. You know, my parents had a pair of pliers they used to switch channels.
Yes, they're mine. Absolutely.
Right, because the knob would break, and nobody thought to replace the knob.
I know the name of this. It's, I would guess, two-thirds of a circle and then a flat edge.
It's just a half. It's just like a half moon.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can change it with needle nose. I remember that.
It was the weirdest thing in the world. Somebody ought to go back and examine that period of time, which is...
I'm sorry. I apologize for
every human being... First off, back then you had a TV and it lasted for 20 years, meaning no new technology came out. A TV was a TV. Once you got into the color realm, as the Corollas did in the mid-90s, well, that was it. But we had the same TV my entire childhood, and every human being I knew had the knob, which broke because it had the little plastic sleeve that went over the half moon little metal stud, and it would immediately snap off, and then there'd be a pair of needle nose pliers that sat on top of the TV, and that's what you would use to change a channel for the next 30 years.
And guess what channel
you're
on.
What channel you're on.
Because you have no idea where you're going because you never put the pliers on the same
room
twice.
There's Ben Hunter sitting in front of a fish tank talking about a Doris Day movie.
Okay,
this must be 9.
Yeah.
No. Oh, Wally Thorpe, School of Trucking. This is Channel 5.
Yeah. Did you ever invent your own remote?
No.
Needle nose or regular pliers taped to a broom handle?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, now you've arrived.
I'm serious about the remote in my hand. My kids, my wife, I'm sorry. You guys have the wrong impression of my wife. You're starting to get to know. She actually runs my house. She's a really tough woman. That TV show, I got drunk and was weird.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's a very strict woman. I do what I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you right now, kid or adult, grab my remote. Allah be praised. God is great. I hack off your right arm.
Wow.
Yeah. Just like that.
Don't touch it. And nobody would even think to touch it.
They would never touch your broomstick.
Never.
When you have a real remote now.
Well, they touch my broomstick while I was changing channels. It's bad. It's a bad house, Adam.
I'm just saying these kids are drawn to the remote like a moth is drawn to the flame, and I think it's a Corolla gene.
I think they sense your love of the remote and
that's right. They're probably jealous of the relationship I have with TiVo. We need to take a break. We've got a lot of people calling up now. Yeah, I feel bad.
No, and then see, that, give out the phone number and have nothing to talk about. See who calls and who's bitching.
I like that people that's call just favorite. To say hello.
I'll say hi to you folks when we come back. But also, Teresa had herself a date last night. Didn't go well.
No.
We will hear all the details of the date that didn't go well with Teresa Strasser next on The Adam Carolla Show.
There's a lot more coming up, so stick around. The Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX 3 FM. Tom Likas, free to say what you're already thinking.
But don't continue dating somebody because you can't get rid of them.
You say, okay, we're going to break up after this trip, and then they make another trip.
Oh, that's what they do. I'll bet she's already bought you a Christmas present.
My birthday present's coming up.
Right after your birthday, she's going to say, honey, you're not going to believe what I got you for Christmas. I already got it. I got your thing. I got your present. And they keep hoping they're going to get the engagement ring as their gift. You have to drop kick her through the uprights. Give yourself a birthday present this year.
The Tom Likas Show, weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
No payments until June of 2007. Unbelievable. Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage. With this program, if you close your loan in January, your first payment won't be due until June. You heard me right. No payments till June of 2007. Unbelievable. The first 3 months of your payment are not added to your loan. And yes, the bank is making your payments. And on our 50-year loan, we can go up to 100% of your property's value. A FICO score as low as 540 and unlimited 30-day lates. With the 50-year payment, over 30 years, your payment will stay low while still paying down the principal. Yes, you heard me right, while still paying down your principal. If you have a NEG-AM, interest only, or an option ARM, this is the loan for you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 01232781.
Are you lost among renters in a buyer's market? Have you been telling yourself that you're just waiting for the right time to invest? Stop throwing your money away. Call the expert staff at Wings Realty today at 866-691-0466. The real estate professionals at Wings will make buying your dream home a reality. They'll handle every step of the house hunting and buying process, from choosing the right home for you and your family to negotiating the best deal and securing the loan. Call them at 866-691-0466. It is now a buyer's market. Don't let the opportunity to improve your credit and establish wealth pass you by. If you've been burned by bad loans and are facing foreclosure, don't wait. Now's the time to let the specialists at Wings Realty show you the trade secrets that others don't want you to know. Wings Realty can save you and your home. Call them today at 866-691-0466. That's 866-691-0466.
Hey, Mr. Teeny Screen. Want a huge new Panasonic big screen to watch the big game this year?
It's intercepted!
Of course you do.
A man is really himself, and he's watching a football game.
Then listen to 97.1 Free FM, LA's only FM talk station. Because all this month, we're giving you tons of chances to win a 42-inch Panasonic Plasma HD TV. Mornings, middays, afternoon. It'll happen a couple of times each day. Just listen for us to tell you when to call in and win. Then you pick up your phone, call in, hopefully win. One potential grand prize winner will be selected by CBS in a random drawing of all qualifying prize winners to win a 103-inch Panasonic Plasma HD TV, the world's largest plasma TV, valued at $70,000. You can tell that's a lot of money because of all the reverb. So listen all day. Then, if your dialing fingers are fast enough, you could be watching the big game on a brand new Panasonic big screen.
A touchdown of 91 yards.
America's best-selling plasma TV. Panasonic, ideas for life. But you gotta keep it here, because this ain't happening anywhere else. We are 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Adam Carolla now. Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Today at 3. 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
I'm Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor, and I dig sports. The real ones. Golf or horseshoes? Maybe a sweet way to catch some rays, but they ain't sports. Ultimate fighting? Now that's a sport. Swinging a club is one thing, getting clubbed in the face is quite another. Body surfing? Sport. Drag racing? A sport. It's like this. Sports aren't meant to be dainty and delicate, man. They're meant to put your body and mind on or even over the edge. Some people get that, some don't. Just like some people get Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor, and some don't. And I'm cool with that. Better to have a few loyal fans than throngs of fair weather ones anyhow. I'm smooth, and thanks to my wide mouth bottle, I can down easy. Listen, if you're gonna sip, then sit on the porch and have some sweet tea with your Aunt Ruth. But if you're looking to grab life by the proverbial balls, I've got your back. Just know that some are rooting for other teams and won't share your choice. My response? Screw that, and then unscrew my cap. Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor, and damn proud of it. Drink Mickey's responsibly.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
It's the loudest afternoon talk show in Southern California history.
Who the hell are you calling?
Tom Likas, 97.1.
If you work or have worked for a company that copies software illegally, that company is breaking the law. The Business Software Alliance is offering rewards of up to $200,000 for qualifying software piracy leads. Join a growing number of people who have received rewards from the BSA for reporting software piracy. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com. Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $200,000. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
It's the Adam Carolla Show, and now, an editorial from Slippery Slope Guy. Today's topic, gays in the military.
Sure, it sounds like a good policy to give everyone the opportunity to defend this great country. But it's a slippery slope. The next thing you know, the stars and stripes are flying beneath a rainbow flag. And we're spending more on tank tops than on tanks. And General Schwarzkopf has been forced to change his name to General Felchkopf. And there's not a damn thing we can do about it.
That was Slippery Slope Guy. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
So true.
That's exciting.
Yeah,
it's not quite up there with running cars on the blood of retarded children.
But the point is you must think very carefully before you rush into these situations. Well, Teresa Strasser went out on a date last night, or was supposed to go out on a date last night, but it didn't happen. But then it did. What happened, baby doll?
I was stood up.
No way.
Yes. Remember the comedian who I went out with a couple weeks ago?
You mean the guy that used to be a comedian when we're done burying him?
Ex-comedian.
Because, I mean, aren't we good friends with Teresa? Didn't he stand her up? Isn't she one of ours and he's not?
Yes, he did.
Well, okay, we go see his act. We come on the show. We talk about how bad he sucked for 2 hours.
Well, he doesn't. I feel bad. But, well, I don't know why I feel bad. He stood me up.
Well,
but
what happened?
What happened was he goes on the road a lot because he's a comedian, so he's out of town. And last week he called me a week ago and said, "Do you want to go ice skating on Monday?" And I said, sure, I have to be home early because I get up. But I thought that was huge. And then I started really looking forward to it because usually you go to dinner and it can be kind of awkward and boring. And I thought, this will be fun. You know, he's from Canada. He knows how to ice skate and maybe he can teach me and it'll be nice. And then I got looking forward to it. And women will know what I'm talking about. Like, you know, the day before you make sure your hair's cute and you're excited.
You talking about downstairs or?
Both. And then,
I'm trying to cover rashes.
And then I didn't hear from him. I started to get concerned because I hadn't heard from him all week.
Hey, Dr. Tadoff, can you get rid of this? I got a date.
In the middle of the week, I emailed him on MySpace and I did not receive a response back. Nothing. Yes. It was, it all was quiet. And so that concerned me.
So it had been 3-4 days since you'd.
I emailed him and didn't hear back. Yeah, right. So it had been a week since we'd spoken at all, since he asked me out. But mind you, he asked me out. So then, you know, it's Monday when we're supposed to go out. I don't hear from him. And then I feel kind of weird about calling. I felt weird about calling him, but I thought, well, what am I going to do? Because I don't know if we're getting together. So I called and just said, hey, can you let me know if we're still on for tonight?
What time did you call him?
I called him at noon. And then at 5, I received a call back. He was in the bank doing some banking, very distracted, could hear a lot of people, and I could actually hear him talking to the teller while telling me that something had come up.
All right,
and he couldn't make it.
You look hot in that miniskirt, baby.
Before we get into too many details, I'd like to investigate, I'm sure Adam would especially. But here's what I want to know right now, and what you're comfortable with, if it's his first name, his first and last name, but at least the first name, so I can talk to him real quickly.
I feel bad.
This is the first name.
He apologized, and then he came over.
That's fascinating. When I kill your sister, and I tell you I'm sorry, you just forgive me.
I do love this about you, though, Danny.
Can you give me his first name?
I love this about you. No, I feel bad.
Give me a fake name
that
you'll get.
He apologized, and then he told me that he was very intimidated
by
me.
By the way, I'm not talking to Teresa. I am talking to you, out the comedian guy, when I say this word.
You can call
me. No, bitch. Our phone number is 1-866-901-ADAM. While you stand up, be a man, call the show, and tell us why you stood up our girl. If you're not hearing this, we have millions of listeners. I know for a fact one of your friends is hearing this phone call and calling you right now. So I'd like to hear from you within the next 5 minutes, or you're absolutely the bitch I think you are.
Well, here's the problem. I feel like if he's a comedian, it's halfway decent, he went to bed about 15 minutes ago.
Yes, exactly. He had a set last night.
The whole reason comedians become comedians is because they're unemployable. People think it's because they're funny.
No,
that becomes something they develop out of necessity because they cannot be employed.
Right.
They cannot go to work without being disheveled. They can't get anywhere before noon, and they don't know how not to tell people in positions of authority to F off 15 minutes into a new gig.
Well, you're absolutely right.
I didn't know how to handle it because my first reaction was to just go, wow, that was an a-hole move. Why not call me yesterday and tell me you couldn't make it, or any other time, or not at 5. Why not call me back at noon? Why not return my email 3 days ago?
You know, it's fun, and this is just kind of fun. It'll be a little fun thing, I promise you. I can't afford for anything too stupid to happen. There's too many stupid things from when I drunk that I'm still paying lawsuits on. But people hate it when I show up at their front door and want an explanation. They really do. They just don't like it. And I would like an explanation when I stood on my threes. I really am not.
I would too. Especially when you initiate the date that way.
I know. That's what I said. I said, you asked me out, and then you blew it off. And what he said was that he had an important show coming up, and he needed to try out some jokes.
At the bank?
Last night. And then he didn't get to his banking till late.
But here's...
Let me tell you how I live right there, Adam. Let me tell you how I live. You got to practice some serious material, right? Here's exactly where I live. It didn't even take a second to say, really, can you do it with your jaw wired shut? That's the first thing that enters my mind.
Well, we got to work Funny Boy in.
Funny Boy. You know, the sad thing is that every Sunday I go to brunch with my girlfriends, and we go around the table, and we each kind of, you know, do an update. And I said, you guys, I've got an ice skating date. It's going to be great. I'm going to tell you all about it next week. And then I was thinking, I wonder if I should just make up an ice skating date and come up with details like what I ate at the snack bar.
Because the group, the Yentas who Nosh, by the way, or what they're called.
That's what we call ourselves.
They're going to want an explanation.
Yeah.
And it's a little embarrassing. You have to put that spin on it, you know, because no one wants to act like they got dumped. But here's what I wonder, because I've had this happen to me once or twice in my life. We all have. Whether it's a date or whether it's just an important date. Not literally a romantic date, but a date that's important to you. In you, it is amazing when people are so casual about something that they just seem to have forgotten about it.
Yeah,
and then you call them that day, and they're like,
"What?
Meanwhile, you went out and had your car detailed, and were laying out the outfit 2 days in advance.
Yes.
It's like, and it hasn't even run through their mind.
That's exactly the problem. If he had said, "Listen, I have a really important gig. It just came up. I'm so sorry. Let me make it up to you." But he was so cavalier.
How about even come with? I got a really important gig. Wait, you see, I would love, because I happen to feel I'm good at my job. It's one of the very few places I am not completely and totally insecure. My height freaks me out that I'm so that I'm short. That I'm so I look like a bull in a china shop. So everybody's got that attitude about me, even though I'm totally not that way. Even though sometimes I pretend to be
Red Bull.
You know what I mean? People treat me a certain way that
new
I don't feel.
New nickname has been born.
Red Bull.
Got a lot of energy, he's red.
Perfect.
You know what? I had Debo. Was a nickname once. It sucked for a little while.
Yeah, but Red Bull is
going to work.
Would that really work? I would love that.
Plus, they got the stickers already made up.
Yeah.
We'll put it right on the side of your car.
Red Bull.
I've worked for them like 10 times. They paid me money. Red Bull would be great.
Perfect for Bonaducci.
But this guy, I mean, I'm confident at this. I love that. Especially, you know, since working with you guys. This is easy. I mean, I know I should pretend for the bosses is really hard and killing us. But this is just a breeze in the best part of my day. If I had a date with a new girl and it wouldn't bother you guys, and it wasn't so early in the morning, I'd say, oh, you got to come into the show. Watch us where you have the best time. You have so much. You just sit over there for about an hour, and then I'll meet you for lunch.
Well, sure, it's an aphrodisiac to watch somebody be excellent at something.
To be excellent, excellence is an aphrodisiac, absolutely.
Right. So, excellence, aphrodisiac, Red Bull, Danny.
We're learning a lot.
So you call the guy at 5.
That was an a-hole move.
You call the guy. You call the guy at noon, and then he calls you back at 5. The day of the date, and he is. Oh, I'm so sorry. I just remembered.
Sorry. I just said. So are we? You know, tonight are we on? He's like, yeah. I can't really. Kind of busy. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of stuff going on. And I debated how to handle it because.
Right.
sometimes I have a little bit of a temper. Sure. When people hurt my feelings, I get angry or cry.
Right.
Now I mostly just get angry.
Right.
Since you schooled me,
mm-hmm.
I'm not crying.
Right.
And so, but I really thought, how do I handle it? Then I thought, I want to come from feelings. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to be honest and say, you know, I thought we had a date and that really hurt my feelings.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You
and know, then even he felt
big,
bad.
Even big, stupid boys, even though I'm short sense, but even big, stupid boys like me, when a girl says, or even a guy, says, you've hurt my feelings, that kind of squashes me. I don't think, does that hurt you, Adam?
It does.
Wouldn't you rather smack somebody in the head than really hurt their feelings?
You feel like a heel,
yeah.
And then, but then the problem arises, which is, then he tries to make it up.
Yes,
and she says, I'm coming over,
yes.
And now it's weird because you don't want the guy's sympathy, you want the guy to be interested in you. On the other hand, you still want to see him, and you were planning on this date, and there's a part of you that feels like, well, if we go out tonight and we hit it off, perhaps he'll turn the corner. So what happened?
Well, he said, I'm going to come over right now, and I'm going to buy you some ice skates, because apparently you're not supposed to use the ones at the ice skating rink. They're not good.
Oh,
so
really?
Suddenly he's like, I'm going to come over and buy. I don't want skates, and it's okay. I get it. I just would have preferred if maybe you could have given me a little notice that you, you know, couldn't make it.
Yeah, but, and he's treating you like,
by the way, you're going ice skating on his heart.
He's treating you like his daughter, and he missed the homecoming pageant,
yes.
So he's going to buy you some ice cream or a prom dress.
Very familiar feeling.
It's completely unacceptable to me.
Right. So, you then say
I said, listen, no, don't come over. I just gotten out of the bath, because I wasn't sure yet if I was going to have to, try and put on the war paint and go out. So I was bathed, and I had my hair in a towel. I said, please don't come over. I don't have any makeup. My hair's in a towel. I'm in my sweats.
Totally three's company.
He goes, no, I'm coming over. I go, please don't. And then his phone died. And then he comes knocking on the door. And 10 minutes later, so I let him in, and then he had sort of a plausible explanation, which was that he felt very intimidated, which usually is what people say when they just don't like you.
Crap.
What do you mean he felt intimidated? But he asked you out, and then he went to the bank.
Yeah, and I think he said, well, maybe I'm pulling away because I'm intimidated.
Because I feel interesting and good and valid information that always ends up in and then shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to please turn this over to Adam Carolla, who also gives wise and well-thought-out information and doesn't end the sentence with shoot him. What should she have done?
Well, I don't know, once the guy showed up at the house, what choice you had other than talk to him through the mail slot, or perhaps have him put something through the mail slot.
By the way, the mail slot.
That's a good name for TSV.
Return to sender.
We're a team now. That was official. Everybody at the same time. That was the moment.
I think society is going the wrong direction, as I've said. You turn on the news and you see teenage chicks beating the crap out of each other, and then you turn on Teresa's channel and there's a 300-pound comic sharing his feelings. We're heading the wrong direction. I think we talk too much. We talk too much about relationships. We talk too much about the Middle East. We talk too much about global warming. We sit around and talk, and we don't really do anything. There was a time when if somebody was interested in somebody, they didn't think about it. They didn't talk about it. They went out and bought some flowers and showed up at the person's house.
That's the thing. You realize that's what's coming, because that's what we got to deal with next. Well, you know, when she gets home from work today or sometime this evening, there's going to be a dozen roses on her doorstep.
Well, I already got the call his comedy show.
Right.
See, that's going to happen now.
Here's another thing. I asked him why he didn't return my email, which kind of hurt my feelings, because you put yourself out when you write to somebody. And he had a decent explanation, although it broke down. He said that he was dyslexic, and because I'm a writer, he felt self-conscious about his grammar and spelling. But then I said, so pick up a phone. You talk for a living.
Okay, I almost never admit this, because I think everybody in town that can't read claims dyslexia.
Please say you're gay.
My daughter... Oh, I'm a screaming fan.
Oh, okay.
So, just kidding.
I
want a little favor. I'm on a guy.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't make me gay. That wants me. I need a favor. Anyway,
I would argue that makes you ultra straight.
Yeah, ultra straight. It's like, okay, will you fix my transmission? All right,
there you go.
That's a big hassle's ass.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, so
Indians traded beads and
tabs. Exactly. I could have probably gotten New York for a.
That's right.
Whoever. Louisiana Purchase.
But here's
want to go down to Bonaduce Park? Nah, I got raped already this week.
All right, I'm done.
All right.
Only because I don't remember what I was going to say.
Fine.
You guys get very funny.
No, you're right. There's a lot of talking. And how about if you're interested,
oh, by the way,
call,
dictation
text?
Software. That's all I use. I can type 120 words a minute.
Because you're dyslexic.
Yep.
When guys get busted, it's like, guys, I'll give you this tip. If you want to cry, you have about three of them per relationship.
Right.
If the relationship goes over
use
5 years, use them wisely. Because once in a while, when a chick is just getting knee deep in you and trying to kick. Thank you. No, when a woman busts you, you can't argue with her. But if you do that, you know what? I'm troubled. I'm a troubled soul.
Yes,
I have my parents. You know, I had a situation where my mom, blah, 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 blah. They'll give you a pass. So they'll give you a pass on, I wanted to email you, but I can't spell, and I felt self-conscious.
Yeah.
I want to go out with you, but I stood you up because I'm self-conscious, and I have low self-esteem, and I think you're too good for me. And they'll give you a couple of those passes. Ultimately, who the hell wants to go out with someone who's carrying around Santa's sack filled with their psychological garbage and what they can't do? And they're all, I don't want, you know what, T? You don't need someone who's up in their head. Here's the deal. Comedians, they're up in their head. That's what they do. They're up in their head all day long, and then they go up on stage and they spit it out for 40 minutes a night, and then it's backed up in their head again. They're crazy. You know what comedians are? Distracted narcissists. They're into themselves 1,000%, thus, they don't work with a band.
Right.
There's no comedian who goes up there with a bass player and a horn section. It's just, well, Cedric the Entertainer.
No, a couple do, but it always sucks.
But yeah,
it's a bad call.
Yeah. The point is they go up there alone because that's how they roll. They go alone, when they're not caught up in their own crap, they're distracted, trying to make their observations while you're talking to them about your feelings. Teresa, I don't like this guy. Too much trouble this early. And also, a relationship should be like a car. It should have that new car smell, and you should just turn the key and put it in drive and go out about your way. You shouldn't be changing fluids and having the thing at the mechanics a week after it came home from the dealer. 6 years down the road, the thing starts breaking down. You have to start sinking money into it, and you should be enjoying your new ride.
And what would be the worst thing that could happen to your brand new car? You're just pulling out the lot. It's brand new. You're looking to your left to pull out the lot.
Danny
and
keys
the side panel gets crushed by an angry Red Bull.
T-bone.
It just runs up into your front quarter panel.
T-bone by D-bone.
I know what you mean.
Nice.
That was good. I know what you mean. The beginning should be the honeymoon period, but sometimes there's a rocky start and you can still get over it. It happens all the time in movies.
You're clinging to that, baby.
I've been married to my wife since the first day I knew her. I called her Greta for a month because I couldn't remember her name.
She didn't correct you?
Yeah, she'd say, my name is Gretchen. Well, mostly she'd say, my name is Mrs. Bonaducci. Just try that.
I will.
There's no honeymoon period. Just do it or you don't do it.
We are running out of time. I'll tell you this, Steve. Maybe another chance, except for the guy must be on triple secret probation.
Yes,
he
absolutely
cannot get out of line 1 inch. I'm talking urine test for infidelities. I don't know. Point
I
is,
have one in my house.
I don't like it. I don't like it. We have a bank full of calls here. Everyone wanting to ask Teresa out. Everyone would say
thank
how great
you,
she is and all that great stuff. We need to take a break. Sorry, I got to none of you. Steve Sable. Steve Sable is next. He is the flamboyant son. Yes, flamboyant. I'll tell you something about this guy. I just saw a documentary on him. He's the creator and the son of the man that started NFL Films, which is a multi-billion dollar company, or at least multi-million dollar company. And when you hear the music, you know, they had music scored. They went out and shot with film and put cameras all over the place and then sent all this stuff to Europe and had a guy create all these sounds. I mean, it wasn't a guy, you know, in Wisconsin on a Casio.
It wasn't Brian going nuts with this little machine over here.
By the way, Adam, when we come back and talk to this Steve Sable, will you tell us your Super Bowl pick?
I shall. We'll do that next on the Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM. 97.1 KLSX Free FM, an equal opportunity employer, is dedicated to providing broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact Jennifer Baker at 97.1 KLSX Free FM by calling 323-930-5271. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit cbsradio.com for an online listing of job openings at all CBS radio stations.
Millions of years ago, there were very few restaurants.
Mm, I love to eat grass. Mm.
And lots of hungry dinosaurs.
British grass.
Luckily, today, we have lots of restaurants and very few dinosaurs.
Where do you want to eat?
I don't know. Where do you want to eat?
I don't know. Where do you want to eat?
I don't know. Where do you want to eat?
Confused? Of course you are. That's why you should call the Restaurant Connection at 800-774-FOOD or check them out online at 800-774-FOOD.com. The Restaurant Connection is your free connection to making reservations, getting menus, ordering takeout, whatever you want from the finest eateries in SoCal. Call 800-774-FOOD or go to 800-774-FOOD.com. Sprint PCS customers can just dial pound food. Don't forget to feed your face with Merrill Schindler Saturdays at 5 right here on 97.1 KLSX. Free FM, where the FM stands for Look Out! Runaway Dinosaur!
Larry Flynt proudly announces the completion of a multi-million dollar expansion of his famous casino in Gardena. Larry Flynt's Hustler Casino Los Angeles offers a whole new experience in gaming. Now you can enjoy the warm, plush surroundings of the all-new Crystal Room. Elegantly appointed with lush carpet, crystal chandeliers, and Monte Carlo-style decor, Larry Flynt has taken L.A. gaming to a level not previously seen in California. With this elegant addition to L.A.'s most beautiful casino, there's no waiting for games and plenty of convenient parking. This is the perfect reason to visit and play the hottest games in the nation. Vegas-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em, Pai-Gal poker, and the all-new three-card poker. The fastest and easiest poker to learn in the West. Hustler Casino. Positively, not what you expect, and everything you love. It's in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont, just two blocks west of the Harbor Freeway. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for more information. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
97.1 Free FM. The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci. Mornings. SoCal's FM talk station.
Laser Eye Center. Most advanced, most trusted LASIK technology in the world. Second, possibly only to certain parts of Mexico where they've been doing this for thousands of years. That's right. Aztecs and Mayans. LASIK. It's an old Mayan word.
Really? I think I saw that in Apocalypto.
They spoke LASIK. LASIK Eye Center, that's right. Laser Eye Center. And you get the LASIK surgery over there. They got the LADAR 6000. What is that? Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you this. It is twice as good as the old LADAR 3000. That much I know. And I could keep breaking it down, but I don't have time. The technology is more precise, more effective, faster, and safer than ever before. Get rid of those glasses. Get rid of those bifocals and messy contact lenses. Even me, I'm thinking about getting rid of my monocle and just having my right eye done.
You wouldn't even need it.
Just one eyeball, and then I'll shift the monocle to the other side because I've grown attached to it.
That's how people know you're surprised.
You'll know I'm surprised. When my monocle hits my martini, that's how you know the ace man. So, there you go. It's surprise. 800-80-LASER. That's 800-80-LASER or lasereyecenter.com.
Come try the new film.
We need to be free men and women. We're not free, and we're no different than Cylons.
97.1.
Don't worry, we're now with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Have you watched your adjustable rate mortgage go up every month lately? Or maybe you set up a 3 or 5 year fixed mortgage in the last few years and see a time bomb ticking in your future. Well, you know what? That time bomb may be 1 to 1.5% higher than today's 30-year fix. I'm Wesley Hoagland, president of Lennox Financial Mortgage. Unlock the equity in your home to pull cash out, consolidate a high rate second, or your non-deductible credit cards. We can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled in. Our 30-year fixed rates are phenomenal and they won't stay this low forever. So call us at 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. Give us 5 minutes of your time, even if you're already in the process with another company. We can run the numbers to see if we can benefit you. Whether you have perfect credit or you've had your credit ups and downs, we can still offer you no closing costs. And by the way, even if your FICO score is less than 500, we can still probably help you. Give us a call at 888-945-4105. Listen, all I'm asking for is 5 minutes of your time. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department. Corporations.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. And now, in anticipation of Super Bowl 41 this Sunday, the president and one of the founding members of NFL Films, Steve Sable, on the Adam Carolla Show.
I am such a fan of this man and his father. Makes me hate my dad when I see these two doing right? what they do.
This guy is the inventor of the Sable coat, in case you guys are wondering.
Steve Sable. NFL Films is where he's from. They only use film. They never went to video.
Smart.
They have a vault with over 100 million feet of film in it. Everything they've ever shot. And every play is shot in slow motion. They have 91 Emmys. 91 Whoa. Emmys. Like, wow. That's a trivia thing. Like, you'd go, who has the most Emmys? And you go, oh, Seinfeld must have 5 or 10.
Right.
And then you go, oh, no, I got it. 60 minutes.
Right.
60
yes.
minutes.
They, 30 years.
They probably got 20, 25, 28. 91 what, Emmys.
What a difference. Like, the most Academy Awards? Walter Brennan with 4.
2.5. That's right.
Yeah, 4 compared that's to 91. Right.
Steve?
Yeah.
Good day to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a huge fan. I loved playing football all the way up through when society made me stop playing somewhere around junior college. But I used to watch your NFL films as a child and see the slow motion and the frozen tundra, and the music was so powerful. It was inspiring.
Well, what you're talking about is what we call here a backyard moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we try to have in all of our films. It's a combination of music, script, and photography that when you see it, it wants you it makes you or inspires you to go out in your backyard and reenact what you've just seen.
Oh,
mm-hmm. We talk about that when
not
we
not a backdoor moment.
No,
that's
see, I thought I have a picture of me and a donkey that I don't want anyone to see, but it was called a backyard moment.
Steve's saying you're out with your friends and you throw the ball and you say going deep.
Oh, when that's the right. First off, the stuff shot on film. And the stuff shot in slow motion with the snow coming down and the cleats digging up the turf like a thoroughbred racehorse running and kicking up the turf that way.
Very
it is
nice.
Just absolutely exquisite
Very
stuff.
Nice.
So, Steve, tell us the whole story. Now, I just saw a retrospective on you, I think, on
Brian Gumbel's show, HBO?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what I saw. Yes. No.
Real sports.
Right. But tell us about it, Steve.
Well, it's the kind of a story that you would read in Family Circle magazine or Reader's Digest. NFL Films began with a wedding present. My dad was an overcoat salesman, hated his job, but as a present, my grandmother gave him a 16-millimeter wind-up Bell & Howell movie camera, and everything that I did as his first and only son was captured on film. My first haircut, my first pony ride, my first football game, and he got pretty good at filming all my football games. And in 1962, he decided he would quit his job as an overcoat salesman and make his hobby his profession.
Right.
And he found out that the film rights for the NFL championship game are annually awarded to the highest bidder. And in 1961, they'd been sold to for a California company for $1,500. So in 1962, he went to Pete Rozelle's office and he doubled the bid, $3,000. He won the bid to do the 62 championship game. Pete Rozelle opened up my dad's application. He was thrilled that it was twice as much as the bid before, but he was a little concerned when he looked at my dad's application, and it said, filming football, filming my 14-year-old son.
Sure.
But my dad's had a saying in the overcoat business. He said that never underestimate the power of a martini when presenting a business plan. He took Pete to lunch, and after two or three martinis, Pete said, all right, Sable, I'll give you a chance. Let's see what you can do. That night, my dad called me up. I was in my sixth year at Colorado College. And he said, listen, I can see by your grades that all you've been doing is playing football and going to the movies, but that makes you uniquely qualified for this job. So I, after our last football game against Idaho State, I packed up everything, and I went home, and we spent, and that's how NFL Films began, with the 62 championship game between the Giants and the Packers in Yankee Stadium.
Now, do you guys have to, I mean, it just seems like a foregone conclusion that you get the rights to film every year, but do you have a 10-year contract, a 100-year contract? Are there other companies you're bidding against each year?
No, what happened was in 1965, my father convinced the NFL owners, there were 12 at the time, to buy our company. It was a family company called Blair Motion Pictures. It was named after my sister. Each of the 12 owners put up $20,000, and they bought our company and changed our name to NFL Films, because my dad realized that sooner or later a big Hollywood or, you know, a 20th Century Fox or Universal Pictures would buy, would be able to outbid this little family film company.
Right.
So we then became, we were bought by the NFL, and I'm now just a salaried employee in the National Football League, and in essence, NFL Films is owned by all 32 teams.
Smart. And what do you think, a couple things. First off, I want to talk about Sunday and what that entails for you guys, but what do you think the bid to shoot Sunday's Super Bowl would be if it was out on the open market?
Millions.
I mean, your dad
millions.
Paid $3,000.
Yeah.
But I mean, it would be millions and millions.
Yeah, I mean, it's off the charts. As Carl Sagan would have said, you know, millions and millions of dollars.
Incalculable, almost.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure he's they're big fans of his amongst the NFL, especially the skilled players, wideouts, DBs,
real good
place like the guys with the wheels.
More into the subatomic stuff.
So, Steve, how many cameras will you have rolling on Sunday? All rolling film, correct? And
right,
all rolling slow motion as well. Well, how many feet of film will you go through on Sunday?
25 miles.
25 miles.
And that will be edited down to a half an hour show that will appear on HBO, and it will appear on the NFL Network, and then will be also another version will appear on the NFL Network. So we have the film is, we have a little Learjet right after the game flies back to Mount Laurel, New Jersey, where our headquarters are, and because it's film, you know, remember, it has to be processed and developed,
mm-hmm.
And then about 8 o'clock Monday morning, we have 15 producers and editors that start going through all the film, and it's up to them to then shape and construct a storyline out of the 15 cameras that will be used at the Super Bowl.
And you then will score it, and you'll have your voiceover man. Do we have any of that to John Frusenda stuff? I know we have a ton of the music. So a couple of quick questions. 25 miles of film gets cut down to how many feet or how many? You know,
900, about 900 feet.
I see. So it's quite a bit. I mean, it's not
well,
even.
Let's say this. It's a ratio that even Michael Cimino in Hollywood, it puts him to shame. I mean, there's no Hollywood producer that could shoot at a 70-to-80-to-1 ratio and stay in business. But
right.
We've always felt you have to run the film like water. There are no retakes. You don't know when what's going to happen. So there's no way you can hold back on the film.
And you guys will have how many cameras stationed there on Sunday at the Super Bowl?
Well, about 15, and then we have an additional 3 that do the Disney commercial.
Now, I hear that the footage of the first Super Bowl is scarce. You guys only had a few cameras there. Is that true?
No, what you're thinking of is that is the television broadcast no longer exists. it was recorded over for a soap opera.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the live TV broadcast did not exist. But we had 12 cameras there. We had every play of that Super Bowl. In fact, one of my favorite plays in Super
Bowl
history.
Doesn't exist.
You don't realize this is the Sable version of returning a porn to Blockbuster by accident.
Right.
You put the wrong tape in, and here you go.
But, was your dad angry about that?
The porn,
we didn't care about the TV broadcast.
Yeah.
We got all the film and
even
fact,
better, probably for you guys.
One of my favorite plays from that is from the first Super Bowl, and in a way defines how the game has changed and the culture has changed. At the very end of the game, with the Packers ahead, Lombardi took out Bart Starr and put in Zeke Bratkowski as backup quarterback. And on the second play, Ray Scott described it. He was doing the broadcast as Bratkowski hands to Grabowski, who fumbles, and it's recovered by Skaronski. That is a play and a call you'll never hear again.
Well, my favorite part about watching the old NFL films is, first off, you know, the Super Bowl now has the jets flying over and the big mega screens and stuff. It looked like a regular football game at the beginning. But I miss coaches smoking on the sideline.
Yeah.
I saw John Madden blowing a butt on the NFL films thing couple weeks back.
I miss Carson smoking and, I guess, drinking straight alcohol.
I miss guys. There were guys smoking in the locker room, guys smoking on the sideline.
Well, Steve, of all the games you've shot, what do you think was the most dramatic game?
Well, cinematically, that would be any Super Bowl played in the Rose Bowl. Because, number one, it started in daylight, so you have the advantage of the extra light. And the Rose Bowl, the stadium, the fans come right down to the field. So the background was always this very interesting mosaic of defocused faces, which always made it dramatic. Then you go to some of these other venues, and you always see a forklift in the background or an ambulance or, you know, a float. So
right.
The Super Bowl in the Rose Bowl is always visually the most impactful.
Yeah, the pageantry. This is why we live out here in Los Angeles, of course, Steve. This is why we have a million a-holes showing up every year, because they're sitting home snowed in Wisconsin. Right. We see the Rose Bowl. There's a bunch of guys wearing wife beaters and enjoying a cold one out in the sun in January, and everyone comes over here and says, look at this beautiful place.
Even if it wasn't snowing in Wisconsin, you'd still look at L.A. and go, let's go there. You add a foot and a half of snow,
sure.
And they're getting on their snowmobiles and they're coming here.
Well, I know we have to go, but I wanted to know your thoughts on Sunday and also Adam's thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think, Steve? Nobody knows more. Arguably, no one has watched more football than you over the last 30 years.
To summarize this game very quickly, it's one team's expertise defines the limitations of the other, and that's, of course, at the quarterback position. You got Peyton Manning, the number one rated quarterback, against Rex Grossman, the number 24 ranked quarterback. But if you look at Super Bowls in the past 4 or 5 years, the quarterback hasn't played that much of a role. I mean, Roethlisberger was not the deciding factor last year. Certainly Trent Dilfer wasn't. Brad Johnson wasn't. So I think it could come down to if the Bears can get a good rush on Peyton Manning, if they can get the takeaways, and I think also is their special teams, that little Devin Hester. And, I think he could be a factor. And as what was the famous line, Al Pacino had in the Scarface?
Say hello to my little friend, my little black friend.
Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, I didn't say black. That's right.
That could be the slogan of this Super Bowl.
Well,
so
that means
picks.
You're picking both teams?
No, I'm going to pick the Colts.
Yeah, smart.
But before you say you pick, you haven't played fair with me because I don't understand point spreads or anything like that. So you just have to be honorable and give me what's fair.
Steve,
and I'll bet you $20 against whoever you take.
What is it about a touchdown spread? I haven't checked.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think it's 7 points.
I don't know what any of that means. I'll just bet against you for $20 just for fun. You have to tell me what it means.
7 points. It is tough because I agree with Steve. During the year, the high-powered offenses win all the games, but during the Super Bowl, the quarterbacks have to not make a mistake and let the defense win, which seems to happen more often than not. And yes, it's true. Even the guys like Tom Brady, who become household names, didn't play that great in some of their Super Bowl wins. They just didn't make a lot of costly interceptions and mistakes and ended up winning anyway. I just feel like it's the Colts' time. I feel like they've waited long enough, and I feel like Manning is going to do it. The seven. Now, I think they're going to win. Is it going to be by more than 7 points? That's the stretchy part, but I'll just take the Colts and give you the points
Will you take the bet? So $20?
Sure.
All right.
Steve?
I'm not sure what we bet on. That's why I'm counting on you to be honorable, because I don't really know what happened.
I'm a big fan of you and your father. And moreover, not only the work you've done, but the relationship you guys have. Your dad gave you a call. He got you out of college, and he said, son, it's time to enter the real world and go to work. And what a lucrative business it's turned into. Do you have children, Steve?
Yeah, I have a son who's at the Berklee School of Music right now in Boston.
It's an excellent school. He must be very talented.
Yeah, he's a songwriter and a guitar player, but does not have much interest in football. So I don't know whether there'll be a third generation Sable at NFL Films.
I mean, NFL Films is a business of film. He doesn't have to play the game. He doesn't, you know, you have to have a head for it. He's an artistic guy. He's in a school for music. He's playing guitar. The Super Bowl footage, as Adam was saying, is, you know, 25 miles cut down to 900 feet. It's an art form.
Danny, he's gay. He's not interested. He's not interested.
Is that what you read?
That's when I hear Berklee and I hear music. That's the direction
I
go.
See, I don't know. You can
Steve,
get a lot of loose hippie
I'll tell you what. I know you're probably only a couple years older than me, but I'd like you to adopt me.
Would you do that, Steve Sable? Adam Carolla loves football.
I love football.
Yeah, but you have to move to New Jersey.
All right. Sorry, Pops. I'm staying up here in L.A. All right,
I don't
Steve.
Love anything that much.
We'll be watching with the rest of the world, and you keep that stellar work. Oh, and let me ask this very quickly. Say the film then gets onto a jet and goes back to be processed. I feel like there should be a backup set or something. What if, God forbid, something happens to the jet? Do you know what I mean? I mean, how do you account for that?
There's no backup. That's it.
You put the tapes in a little black box.
The captain goes down with a ship, and there would be no official film.
Well, tuck
sequel.
That film in with the black box, or get a bigger black box and put it around. Hold on, black box, good name for TV.
Thank you.
Put that around that film.
Impossible to destroy.
Steve Sable, everybody. What a relationship he and his dad have. All right,
That'd be, because you and I don't have that.
Ugh.
I mean, yours probably wasn't really violent, but yours was lethargic, which I, to be honest with you, might find worse.
Yes.
At least the beatings and stuff were, the fear level would get your heart pumping, and oh my God, what's going to, how bad is this one going
to
hurt?
Better to be beat once a week than have your life slowly snuffed out by lethargy.
I happen to agree with you. I think it's done me some real trouble in my adult life trying to get that same rush.
Wait a second,
that's
Adam.
That's why I steal all of them.
Adam, are you telling me that Pops Carolla didn't videotape your first haircut?
Yeah, he did, but he did it with a straight razor that was dull.
My grandmother owned a camera, but no one else in my family owned a camera. And I'm not talking about a movie camera. I'm just talking about a camera. No, my dad never owned a camera. My mom never owned a camera. I don't have any yearbooks. I don't have any school pictures. I don't have any photographs of anything.
Oh, there's no photo of you as a baby or a toddler or elementary school?
There might. My grandmother probably took a couple, and there's a couple old black and whites floating around out there. And I probably have a couple of team pictures or two that they just gave you when you played Pop Warner football. But there's nothing. There's no. Look, if something happened to me and they went to my parents and said, we need a picture of your son to put on the newscast, you'd get a shot of me maybe in the seventh grade, you know, walking down the street.
Okay, I'll trade you. You want to know every picture I have of my youth in my house? Every single one comes down to this. A drawing on a lunchbox that someone sent me and I have in my cabinet. And my headpiece from a board game. And that's every picture I have of me as a child.
You had a headpiece in a board game?
It was a board game. You'd roll dice, and then you'd move Danny, and then you'd move Keith.
No, it was life. Yeah. Of course it was Partridge Family.
And then I lost. I went backwards. He said disc jockey, and I went, damn.
It was Battleship.
Right. Sorry.
All right, where were we, T?
Sorry's also a game.
News.
Oh, okay. What major movie star, when asked about the war in Iraq, said this to a reporter.
Maybe you should enlist.
It got ugly. We're going to talk about that and Tyra Banks on Larry King last night. Is she fat? Is she not? Is it bad to be fat?
Blowhard,
Adam, I need
you to explain. Alert, everybody. Yes. Just be prepared.
And also a goat gets raped.
Nice.
I was busy.
Next on the Adam Carolla Show. With the sins of no way.
What's gone wrong but doing there's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaduce coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
Now, let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show.
Hi, Frosty.
Hey, Heidi. Hello, Frank.
Hello.
Hi, Frank.
What's up, baby?
How are you?
Good, you?
Good. And how are you, Frosty?
Actually, not bad. Oh, Jack, how are you?
All right, all right. Look out. Cut the happy talk, people. This place is called a prep room. You know, show prep. Jesus, how the hell did you ever become number one?
Well, there you have it. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 97.1. Free, 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 free! Free FM. KLSX Free FM, an equal opportunity employer, is dedicated to providing broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact Jennifer Baker at 97.1 KLSX Free FM by calling 323-930-5271. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit cbsradio.com.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Mornings. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air, 97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by Sprint, together with Nextel. Powerful network, powerful
I'm thirsty. Where's my beer? This is your Miller Lite Man Law Update. I'm Carl St. Philip. With professional sports watching season in full swing, the men of the square table assembled this morning in their glass decision-making cube and passed another important man law. It states, if a man gets up to retrieve a Miller Lite from the fridge, he is obligated to ask who else wants one. This landmark decision was celebrated by lazy couch sitters around the nation, including Scott Reese.
For years, I've had to actually get my own Miller Lite. Even though someone was just at the fridge, now it's over.
After passing the While You're Up man law, the men of the square table included an addendum stating that if a man is getting another man a beer, his seat is automatically saved, even if it's a leather recliner with built-in footrest and cup holder. Seems to me like the square table has done it again. This has been a Miller Lite Man Law Update. I'm Carl St. Philip.
Brought to you by Miller Lite. For great taste, there's no debate. Miller Lite, good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
How many times has this happened to you?
You return to your car in a crowded mall lot, only to discover a nasty scratch or dink left by another car door.
Criminy, I got a nasty scratch or dink left by another car door.
Frustrating, isn't it? You bump them, Simonize them, but there's never really been a way to prevent these minor auto headaches.
For crying out loud, isn't there any way to stop these minor auto headaches?
Now there is. Craftco USA presents Carluminum Siding, the natural-looking exterior automotive finish that won't crack, scratch, dent, or ding.
Cha-cha! How do I get some of that?
Simple. Just dial 1-800-555-CRAP. And in 37 easy payments, your car will be dink-free forever. Call now and Craftco will custom match the exterior of your car with the siding on your home.
Holy smoke! Since I got siding put on my car, people stop me and say, hey, is that siding on your car?
Carluminum Siding, another 21st century innovation from Craftco.
Hey guys, Danny Bonaduce here to tell you about Dr. Tadoff. Boy, it's weird. You know, it's, cause, you know, sometimes I'll advertise a kind of car, and most cars these days are really good. And I'll make a big deal out of this particular kind of car, and they're great. And, you know, I know this one guy is a car dealer that advertises, and he's a super guy, and it's easy to tell you about that. But telling you about this is more difficult for me. It's called Dr. Tadoff. And he takes off what you thought were permanent mistakes, things that were going to scar you literally for life. In my case, there are other women's names tattooed on my body when I'm in love with my wife, Gretchen. A wedding ring tattooed on my finger that she doesn't like. You should see that. They say this will take a bunch of treatments. It's three quarters gone in one treatment. If you've got AC/DC tattooed on you and you're turning 40, or you got Julie or Billy Bob Thornton tattooed on you and you don't want it anymore, call 1-888-TATT-OFF. Do it.
For limited time, you can try the new honey mustard or salsa roja.
The free FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Are you sick and tired of women taking your cash and not getting anything in return?
Well, we have something you've been wanting, but didn't know you can get.
Something very, very tempting.
Are you listening?
Good. And so are your potential clients. I'm Christina.
And I'm Michelle.
And we have the power to make your phones ring, get people into your place of business, and help you brand your company.
We're the marketing gurus behind the radio advertising you hear on this radio station.
We have a proven track record in growing businesses through radio advertising, online web marketing, event promotions and sponsorships here at Free FM. Does that sound about right, Stephen?
Hi, this is Stephen Altamirano from Wings Realty. Ever since we've been advertising with 97.1, our company's productivity has increased, and we've gotten better results than we've ever expected.
So, if you're ready to take control of your business and increase your profits, now is the time.
Check us out at fmradioads.com.
That's fmradioads.com.
If it didn't work, we wouldn't be doing it ourselves.
Here's what's coming up on the Adam Carolla Show with Program Director Jack Silver.
Pick it up! Pick it up! Oh! Oh, got a lot of spins out of that one in the 80s, peeps! Hey, we'll talk to the president of NFL Films, Steve Sable. We'll also do a little hobo power and Gene Simmons from KISS. Hey, is that the dude with the 12-inch tongue? Man, can you imagine the kind of things a guy can do with a tongue like that? To women!
Thanks, Jack. The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. Here's Adam.
T-girl, your time to shine, baby doll.
He was a great champion and a beautiful horse, but yesterday, Barbaro, the horse that won the 2006 Kentucky Derby, was euthanized. Just 2 weeks after he won the Derby back in May, he fractured his right hind leg during the Preakness Stakes. The next day, he had surgery to insert a plate and screws in his leg. He was fine about a month. He started developing some complications. Since then, he's had 24 surgeries, and finally, they just decided that he was in too much pain and he had to be put to sleep. Here is his veterinarian.
Oh, I thought that's a guy.
Barbara was a horse. Mm-hmm. Here, a great champion. Here is his veterinarian discussing Barbaro. Brian!
Perfect. Our statement, our belief, our goal from the beginning was to do what was right for the horse. One thing I can tell you is that Barbaro had many, many good days.
This just wasn't one of them.
I feel like veterinarian or veterinary medicine has not come as far as we'd like it to when an animal breaks its ankle and we have to shoot it after 24 surgeries.
You know what? I think they actually lethally inject it. I don't think they shoot the horse.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
It's going to the glue factory because
who cares?
The thing turned an ankle and then needs to be put down. Couldn't we remove the ankle and put some sort of prosthetic something? I mean, haven't, as far as technology goes,
right?
Yes.
Haven't we got to the place where we don't have to put an animal down who has a problem with its paw, its hoof,
you would
its
think
whatever?
If they could put Danny Bonaducci back together.
Literally, I do not have a quadrant, a quarter. If you go arm, arm, leg, leg, I do not have a quadrant that is not full of steel, and I can run, and I can jump, and I can lift. They can do that for the horse.
I think the horse.
And most people like that horse better than they like me.
But people do love, they did love Barbaro. I think he was just so heavy that his weight couldn't be held by three legs.
And I'm just saying, couldn't we find out? I feel like they put horses down, they shoot horses, they put them in the ground when they lose the. But have we ever really just found out? Let the thing walk into a circle in a circle until it dies. But at least let's find out.
What if it's in pain though, Adam?
No.
You know what? I don't think it's a pain. To be honest, has anybody ever seen like an expose on the horse racing business and behind the scenes and the murder and the scandal?
Yes.
A lot of A&E and all that stuff. It's probably, even if you treat the horse in a semi-regular fashion at one of those ranches, it's probably very expensive to let that horse walk
in a circle.
Well,
I'll tell you what, in six races, that horse made over $2 million.
Right, so shoot him in the head and keep it all.
But it's really the stud money that that they make.
That's right. Well, here's somebody that Danny would probably like to shoot in the head. Tim Robbins, the actor.
Boom!
Very liberal actor. He had a conversation with a reporter about the situation in Iraq. Now, it starts out kind of a normal interview, and then it takes a very uncomfortable turn. Let's take a listen to Tim Robbins being interviewed, this from Fox News.
No, I don't believe it can get worse than it is now. From what I hear from people that have been there, from Iraq veterans that have come from there, they don't believe it can get worse if we leave.
Even if Iran were to take over part of the country?
Well, I don't know. You seem to have some kind of support for the war. And you're a pretty young guy, so maybe you should enlist.
Oh, that's nothing.
That just meant he didn't have an answer.
Did you happen to get, I know I called Jack Silver because he likes to know when I'm doing stuff.
Yes.
Did you happen to get any Fox News?
Yes, we will have it for the 9 o'clock news.
Okay, because I kill people.
That's why I know you were angry at Mr. Robbins and
too.
Jane Fonda.
And Alec Baldwin.
Obviously, that was taking place
at
that was taking place in an anti-war rally. But, you know, what about free speech, Danny?
I'm all for it. They have every right to say whatever they want.
I feel like,
everyone's doing it anyway.
But Red Bull's going to kill him.
You put Jane Fonda on an anti-aircraft gun with
Viet
Cong. No, I know, but that's where I started, and it worked its way up. Pointing up into the sky like she's pointing at a plane with a big smile on her face, and they said, what do you think about her speech yesterday? And I said, it should have been given posthumously. She should have been tried for treason, taken out and shot, and if you need volunteers for the firing squad, here's one right here. I'll shoot Jane Fonda. That's how I opened on Fox.
Wow.
Feel like that'd be a good pay-per-view.
Danny shoots Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it'd be different if I hunted her. It'd probably be a better show, but that's not actually punishment for treason.
The ultimate prey.
Right.
Post-menopausal broads.
Outruns Chainsmoker.
Well,
I did have a problem with all those 80s and 90s movies when the eccentric rich guy would go, I'm going after the ultimate prey. Man. Let me explain. I've done the ultimate prey math.
Yes.
You don't have to give the ultimate prey a 20-minute head start. You don't give a grizzly bear a 20-minute head start. Start, then go after it. You don't give a right. You run from the ultimate prey. If you're the ultimate prey, why are you getting a head start?
Yeah, exactly. You don't have claws. You don't have good teeth. You can only run about 6 miles an hour for maybe 7 minutes.
Yes.
You know, really, some ultimate prey.
Jane Fonda's in good shape, though. She did all those.
I didn't say I'd wrestle her. I said I'd shoot her. I don't care what shape she's
Jane
in.
Jane Fonda, the ultimate prey.
Well, one could argue that our troops are fighting for the freedom for us to disagree with the policies.
I said that completely. I said that I quoted Voltaire. I said, I may not agree with what you say, but I will fight to the death your right to say it. So don't, you know, I'm quoting Voltaire. What makes the First Amendment hard is when somebody's saying something you hate and you fight for their right to say it.
Sure, like when the Nazis marched in Skokie.
She committed treason. That's different. That's not protected by the First Amendment. She should have been shot for it.
How about a nice, happy story? Or maybe you guys will find it an angry story. I'm not sure how you guys are going to feel about this, but this stopped me cold yesterday when I heard it on the radio. I don't know if you heard this. A 67-year-old woman, 67 years old, gave birth to twins.
I'm the dad.
So am I.
The ultimate prey.
Can you imagine what they're going to look like?
Grandma.
Yeah.
The ultimate prey.
My penis.
It's split. One's yours, one mine.
That's right.
Well, here's what happened in Spain. This woman really wanted...
Salt and paprika, we call them.
This woman really wanted to have a baby.
Thank you.
But the clinic wouldn't give her in vitro fertilization at her age. There's a cutoff of 55. So she lied to the clinic and said she was 55. She was then implanted with a donor sperm and a donor egg. And she is now the oldest new mother on record. She says it's not a very big deal, and she was able to carry the baby safely to term.
Let me say this. She's 67.
Yeah,
for
she'll
12,
be...
12 years past
right.
the age.
Right.
If a 9-year-old walks into a bar and says, she give me a highball, the guy says, you got to be 21, and he goes, don't worry, I am 21. Don't they ask to see some ID at that point?
Not in Spain.
I feel like if you're running a clinic and you have a max age of 55 and someone comes in who's more than 10 years older than the max age and says, I need some eggs and some sperm pronto, I'd like to see some ID, possibly, before I implant these embryos
well,
in you.
Well, you know, they make a lot of money. I think here in L.A. it would cost something like $60,000 in treatments.
There's one more problem that she didn't think out that maybe Adam didn't think out either, because I certainly didn't think
Uh-oh.
Out. I had my last child at Adam's age.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be 60 if he goes to college right at 18.
Well, this woman's going to be 85.
When he says, you want to step outside and play a little ball,
right.
Dad, I'm going to be 52.
Yeah. Dad can't play ball. His balls are dragging
Daddy
on the
says,
ground.
This is what my brother John says he did do. He looks right at his son and he goes, I'm sorry, boy. I had you too late in life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's an interesting question because it seems like men have kids pretty late.
Tony Randall, 72.
Right. So if you can safely do it.
Not only 72, but gay. Weird that he had a kid.
Well, it gave me a little bit of hope.
And now dead, right?
Like, yeah. With 35 more years.
Gay father dead.
I feel like you should have eulogized him at the funeral.
Wait, what would, hold on. Let's repeat
I'll
your eulogy.
I'll make this fast. I'd like to bring Danny Bonaducci up on stage. Danny's an old friend of Tony Randall's. They worked together many times. I think Danny starred in a couple episodes of, did some guest starring work in The Odd Couple. Danny Bonaducci, everybody.
I don't know that the words thank you are appropriate at a time like this, unless we're thanking everyone for the time we had with Tony. I played his little cousin Richie on The Odd Couple a few times, and I've got to tell you, he was a gentleman to work with, and he aged so gracefully, and I was so surprised and happy when he had a child at 72, which is amazing because he's so gay. But then I think when he had the child and looked at the child and held it in his arms and went, I'm gay, it was just too much for him to take, so he keeled over and died. God bless him.
That was beautiful.
How about the gay dead? Wait, gay old dead?
I thought you were going with just gay old dead.
That's what I thought you were doing, too. Yeah. But you got the dead and the gay part.
Yeah, I forgot dead. No, you just baby and killed over dead.
Tyra Banks was on Larry King Live last night, and mm-hmm. I don't know if you're aware that there's a big controversy because she was photographed in a tabloid in a bathing suit, and there was a lot of talk that she looked overweight. She went on Larry King, and she said, oh, models and actresses don't say the number. They don't say the number of their weight. And she told Larry King that she weighs 161 pounds at 5'10". At 5'10". And that this is what 161 pounds looks like. And here's where I got confused, because she was saying that she was angry at the tabloids for making fun of her for looking fat. And then she was angry because she's really not fat. And anyway, here she is talking about the whole controversy to Larry King.
What I say is that those pictures are the best thing that happened to me in terms of being a talk show host. Because when something happens to you, it gives you even more chutzpah to talk about something because you feel it. You feel it personally.
That's Yiddish for balls.
It is. Yep. I saw those two. It is a crazy, maniacal, blowhard narcissist meets a buzzard who doesn't care.
She's just
waxing on and blowing hard, and he's like, did the producers ever ask you to put on weight? I was like, yeah, that's what Hollywood... You know Hollywood producers, Larry. No one has their finger on the pulse of Hollywood producers. That's what they do. They take ex-supermodels and tell them to really pack on the weight. That'll be a ratings bonanza. Sure.
Speaking of ratings bonanzas, let me wrap up with this story about a goat. In Florida, I know you'll be shocked to find out that this story takes place in Florida, a female goat was killed in a very brutal way. And the owners of the goat called the police to investigate. They found something strange. The female goat's nether regions were contaminated by male seed that appeared to be human, which led the cops to one conclusion.
Can I just... Look, I'm no goat forensic expert, but when someone says this goat's dead... Let's get out the rape kit. I'm like, let's keep moving.
Yeah. Well, the nether regions...
Let's break its leg and shoot it.
Do we really have to send this to Dr. Baden and have him really break every goat that dies down?
It gets fully CSI. They got out the rape kit. They took a careful collection of evidence. They tested tissue samples for DNA because they have a suspect who has yet to be arrested. But under Florida law...
That's why the terrorists hate us, by the way.
Exactly. Did you just write a check to the Taliban?
No way.
There's not another country in the world that has time to bust out a rape kit on a goat.
Well, the good
news
is...
That's true, but there's a lot of those countries out there that have time to bust out a goat.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But they come across the goat, and I don't care whose sauce it's been marinating in, they're eating it.
I think there's a number one show, who are you going to call Goat Busters, to actually show that.
The good news, in Florida, if you commit bestiality and it ends up with a homicide...
Your elected mayor?
It's actually a felony.
Give you the key to the city?
Yeah, no, it's a felony. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. You, CNN.
But look, if we had time to incarcerate every guy in Florida that had knocked up a goat or killed a goat with his penis, we'd have to shut down the Epcot Center and build a maximum security prison. There's not enough cots in Florida prisons to put away everyone who's been convicted of bestiality. What the hell is going on with Florida? And we need to bring back Germany or Florida.
Yes,
that is
do.
All. Danny, Germany or Florida. Here's how Germany or Florida goes. I say we do it next.
Yeah.
Based on this. Damn it. Every bizarre story comes out of either Germany or Florida.
Fair enough.
Every guy who got shot in the schmeckle with a BB gun, right, and then his mom tried to get the BB out with a set of salad tongs. Everyone that's made love to anything that's dead.
An arrow went right through a guy's head, but it didn't hit anything, and you got the x-rays.
And the guy went to work for a week before anyone removed it and all that. It's right. Either Germany or Florida. I learned this when I was over at Kimmel's, and we'd be sitting around the writer's table, and someone would say, hey, here's a possible topic. Guy made love to his mom, but he didn't know his mom, and everyone would just yell, Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida? It never disappoints.
It's a fun game.
You call in, you tell us the bizarre, macabre, twisted story, and then we try to guess, is it Germany or Florida? I'm sorry, I'm calling an audible at the line here.
It is 1-866-901 Adam, we are playing Florida or Germany for the very first time in the Danny Bonaducci generation. And this is the Adam Carolla Show. 1-866-901-ADAM.
Yes, Germany or Florida. I don't know why, but it's now stuck in my head as Germany or Florida.
Let's
even
go.
Though Florida or Germany is the exact same game. Germany or Florida, everybody, next on the Adam Carolla Show.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1
KLSX.
Free FM.
So, you think your life's got drama? Listen to Frosty, Huddy, and Frank.
You know, it's a hot spot there, the way. Just lots of Hollywood producers and celebrities.
Really? Because every time I'm driving up, I see it, and when I get there, it's gone.
It was the mirage.
You're thinking mirage. Oasis is different.
God damn it.
No, but you see similar, some, no, but you different. See an Oasis.
What's the difference?
No,
the Oasis really is
it exists.
Yeah.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. The show for people who like to listen to other people talk about the crazy drama in their lives. Middays on 97.1 Free FM.
Facing real business challenges head on is what Pepperdine University's fully employed real-world MBA program is all about. Rhonda Hofarth, Chief Operating Officer, Ironclad Incorporated.
Even though Ironclad has sold millions of high-performance work gloves worldwide, there are times even we could use a helping hand. That's where the MBA students at Pepperdine come in.
From grassroots startups to large corporations, Pepperdine's partner companies provide students with hands-on experience in solving actual live business cases.
These Pepperdine MBA students are also working professionals, and they consistently provide our company with innovative ideas, impressive research data, and an excellent potential employment pool.
Pepperdine University's prestigious Grazia Deo School of Business and Management, where the real world of business is mastered. To learn more, call 1-800-933-3333. That's 1-800-933-3333.
Are you frustrated because people don't take you seriously?
I would like a large...
And I need you to stay out of my way.
Imagine how your life would be if you could talk just like your favorite radio DJ.
Good morning. It's John St. John with your most boring music.
Now you can. Thanks to John St. John's Talk Like Me and You'll Succeed Home Study Cassette.
The forecast calls for beautiful skies on your Tuesday.
In just 6 weeks, you could sound just like John St. John.
Coming up, a back-to-back continuous 20 in a row unbelievably long block of music.
Listen to what it did for this loser.
Yeah, I'd like a bowl of continuous soup with nonstop crackers.
Wow, you sound just like that John St. John. I'm impressed by your manhood.
What a guy!
Order yours today.
I would like a burger with the most pickles and the widest variety of ketchup.
Yeah, that's great, but do you want fries or not?
Call 1-800-JOHN-ST-JOHN-ST-JOHN right back at you today.
Make Valentine's Day perfect with the perfect combo. You and Astroglide. Diamonds may be forever, but Astroglide makes the moment last like nothing else. Enhance the pleasure for you and the one you love to love this Valentine's Day with the perfect gift, Astroglide. Astroglide is far more satisfying than chocolate, and it's calorie-free. Your honey and some strawberry Astroglide, nothing could be sweeter. Try original, warming, or strawberry-flavored Astroglide. Latex-safe and water-soluble. Visit astroglide.com for a free sample, or, if you're in a hurry, stop by a local retailer for some Astroglide tonight. Make Valentine's Day perfect with the perfect gift combo. You and Astroglide.
Adam Carolla now. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank coming up at 10. 97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
Yeah, Pro Flowers. Why are they called Pro Flowers? Because they're pros and they deal with flowers. That's all you need to know. The more you know.
Makes sense.
$39.99. One dozen red, beautiful roses. They gave me a box of these babies coming on 2 weeks. Maybe over 2 weeks. I saw them last night. Still brand new looking.
Really?
Amazing. Why go anywhere else? And you can get yourself a free upgrade. You can get yourself a free ruby red vase. I got it. It's beautiful. It's red. It's ruby red. It's glass. And 18 roses. That's right. They'll kick in another six. 50% more roses. 18 roses. Ruby red vase. Such a deal. Limited time offer. This week only. Do not wait. Valentine's Day is coming up, gents. Let's not screw it up this year. So, here's what you do. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and type in my first name. That's Alan.
No.
Huh? Brian's holding up a card.
Adam.
Oh, Adam. That's right. You type in Adam, click on the upper right-hand corner microphone, and that's all you need to do. ProFlowers does the rest. Or pick up the phone and call 800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS.
Wake up your taste buds with The Tom Likas Show. Kind of like Viagra for your ears, except they don't get big and hard. Unless you want them to.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Free FM.
What do you think of when you hear the word free?
No restrictions?
To be free, I think, would probably just to be happy. Because when you're not happy, you don't feel free. You always feel like something's holding you back.
For me, freedom is like you choose to do whatever you want. In a good way.
Freedom means large billboards with bare-chested men on.
Not being held down by any means necessary. Is
being able to do like what you want.
It also means trolley cars.
No one controls you. You can either succeed or fail at all. It's all hinged on your drive and your perseverance.
To be free means that you can go where you want and say what you want and do what you want.
Free radio is really good because you get to express yourself and you get to listen whenever you want
freedom
to.
Freedom is very important to me. That's why I don't work for nobody. And I'm free because that's what I do.
Free to do whatever I want, basically, without getting too much trouble.
KLSX, Free FM. Holla.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show. Most of the crazy stuff that goes down in the world happens in either Germany or Florida. Call in with a ridiculous news story at 866-901-ADAM. Adam, Danny, and Teresa will tell you whether it happened in Germany or Florida on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, something I invented. Well, somebody else invented over at Kimmel's, and then I took it and used to do it on Loveline. Pretty high batting average. Can figure out stories, little bits and pieces. Now, don't say Deutschmarks or anything like that when you tell us a story, and try to leave out the stuff that would be, you know, the Lederhosen versus the guy who's wearing a Marlins team uniform or something like that. But most of these stories are little indicators you can tell. And the crimes are different between Germany and Florida, but they're both bizarre. We have an intro, and then we have a first story from Teresa Strasser.
Germany or Florida?
T, why don't you get us started? You read the story. Danny and I will guess, is it Germany or Florida?
Okay. I'll try and make it vague.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a very exciting one, but it's a good one to start off with. A one-pound duck was shot.
Mm-hmm.
And so its owners took it to the vet. Mm-hmm. It had an operation, and they said this thing's dead. So the couple threw it in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably they were going to eat it later, or they just decided to refrigerate the duck.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came back to life. And was lifting its head and gazing at the female of the couple. And she started crying and yelled, "It's alive." Germany or Florida?
And took it as a sign, I imagine.
Oh, interesting. Yes, it was a sign from God. Thank you.
The first thing I think when you hear, "It's alive," is, of course, Frankenstein.
Sure.
You know, so we got to remove
that. If I told you the name of the duck, it would give it away, but they did feel it was the word of God.
Well, in that case, that you're changing my mind, because I would have to go dead duck and they still want it in the freezer, my guess would naturally have been, and I will stick with this just because, you know, it's not fair, I would say Florida. When he said the name would give it away, I would have switched. But since I was going to pick Florida, I'm staying with Florida.
Mm. Well, I know the duck's name is Ava Braun. So, no, I heard this story.
You did?
Yes, and I don't remember if it was from Germany or Florida, but I'm going with Florida on this one, too, because I think it was a local and a national, but not an international story.
Well, I almost had Danny. The duck's name was Perky.
Oh.
And it was from Tallahassee.
Well, there you go.
But it was tough.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of folks that go out and do stuff and then feel like a sign was given to them.
Right.
Either via the tortilla, where they see the Virgin Mary, or the duck, which comes back to life after.
I've almost never seen the Virgin Mary in flat, unleavened bread. It's always in a cinnamon bun.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's always a cinnamon bun, a butter loaf of bread, but a flat little tortilla. You just never see the Virgin Mary in one of those.
Yeah. It's a good point. Yeah. Very valid.
Thank you.
I've never, as an atheist, I never see anything in anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the whole thing. It's like growing up, like I have friends that are from Louisiana, and if you talk to them about ghosts, they'll go, "Oh yeah, sure. We've seen them. Everyone has seen them." But I grew up in North Hollywood. There were no one saw anything.
Right.
It's sort of it is where you are, where you grow up, and what do you believe.
My wife absolutely flatly believes, as a matter of fact, now, she is not a hassle at all. If we all go out and have drinking, my wife will drink with you, dance with you, smoke cigarettes. Her Christianity will never come up unless you ask her. But if you do ask her, you will find out that my totally rational wife absolutely believes in demons and angels and that they're right here. And if you're doing something bad, the demons are winning.
The lion's share of, I believe, the populace of this country believes that they're fairies and angels and ghosts and UFOs. I mean, it is alarming. Like, you'd think, well, what, 20%, 15%? No, 70%.
Yeah.
Frightening. Scott?
Yeah.
You have a Germany or Florida for us?
Yeah. A man tried to rob a $400 phone, stripped naked, tried to swim away. But he fought with the police, biting one of them on the chest.
He tried to rob a what phone?
A $400 phone.
And he tried to swim away?
Correct.
Always swimming with electronics. Well, good method of escape.
Always sounds like Florida.
Yeah.
But then there are rivers in Jersey.
Biting also sounds like Florida.
Mm-hmm. I think we're all feeling Florida on this one, Scott.
Very right.
You tell a compelling, slurred story. Hey, guys.
I used to do that.
He tried to rob a phone, but he swam away.
He made Paula Abdul sound sober.
What the hell was he doing? Scott?
Yeah.
Whoa, look who just snapped back to life.
Right on.
What's the deal, brother? What are you doing today?
Nothing much. Gonna go to work later on. That's pretty much it.
What do you do?
I actually would rather not say.
Actually's bad. I'd rather not say. It's drugs. And I'm also smelling a little junior college on you.
That's not what I smell.
I smell bong water, okay, but then I smell junior college.
They often go together.
Didn't you hate that when you spilled the bong water on you?
Oh,
stain
for Christ's
man.
Sake.
Scott, junior, JC?
Yes?
Junior college?
I've had some experience.
He didn't even get into junior college.
Well, you know, it's weird. You can tell when somebody's educated. If someone has a formal education or they went to finishing school or they have an advanced degree, you speak to them at a cocktail party and you go, "Well, I can tell this is a very educated person." Junior college works in the exact opposite way. This guy is a stoner dullard. Ah, junior college.
But it's not the words. It is a guy with an advanced degree speaks with confidence. He says what he says, looking you straight in the eye. A guy who's not sure mumbles a little bit, looks down, and then says, "Actually."
So you got to head over to L.A. Valley College to deal a few dime bags, and then it's back to your mom's futon?
Actually, it's...
Another actually.
I told you.
It's actually Santa Monica College, though.
Okay. All right. But either way, you're going to J.C. to deal a little weed, and then it's back to flop out at mom's apartment. All right. That's a yes.
There's one of them not to. I'm going with Florida on that one.
Look, all you people who constantly get on me for making fun of junior college, please let me be wrong one time.
Yeah.
Then I will stop backing off. I feel like this is what we want out of society. Hey, man, let's stop messing with young Arab men with huge backpacks that are walking through train tunnels and trying to go on the subways. Well, perhaps if they stop blowing things up, right, we can stop doing that. If you guys can stop acting retarded who go to junior college, right, I'll stop asking.
I'll stop guessing.
And then I'll stop making fun of junior college.
And stop being right.
Until that happens, whether you be a bearded Arab guy in his 20s with a backpack or super stoner guy from Santa Monica, it's not us.
Right.
Stop bringing it on yourself. Thank you. Let's talk to Mike over here. Mike?
Hey. How's it going?
Good, brother. We'll try a little Germany or Florida with you.
All right. Well, this is a personal story, so you probably didn't read about it in the paper.
Mm.
Oh, good.
Good.
So juicy. I was on vacation, and I was with a friend, and we were partying. We got a little high, got a little drunk. Well, apparently it was too high and too drunk for me, and crashed off the side of the road. So after crashing off the side of the road, the paramedics and the police came, and I was a little frightened. I thought they, you know, I'd get busted.
Right.
But actually, instead, the paramedics and the police got high and drunk with us on the spot.
Oh, that feels like Germany.
Dude, I've never had that.
I was going to guess Germany. How fast were you driving?
Ooh, 190.
I wasn't driving that fast, but definitely faster than 65.
Because you can't say, he didn't say speed limit right there. He corrected himself.
Yeah.
He's obviously on the Autobahn, Germany.
Mike's pretty quick. I like this, Mike.
I do, too. And as much as guys in Florida like getting high, I feel like anyone who gets pulled over drunk or gets an accident drunk now is going in. I don't care if you're a celebrity, a mayor. I don't care who you are. Everything, every cop car has a video camera in it. Every paramedic, whatever. We can't do that.
It'll change your life now.
We're all going Germany on this one,
yes,
right?
Yes.
We're all in for Germany.
Well, you're correct.
Yes, Mike.
We are killing today.
But I'll tell you a personal story. I like that because normally the Germany or Floridas are torn from the headlines, but not
Mike.
This
did
is
an
Mike.
Job.
Mike, nice work, buddy.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
You too. See, no junior college in his past. Let's go to a woman tried to take a midget in a suitcase.
Huh.
I haven't heard this story. David?
Hey, I heard this story right around 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
There was a woman who was going on vacation, and when she went through the security checkpoints in the airport, the bag went through the X-ray machine, and they uncovered a midget out of her suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
And when they confronted the woman to find out, you know, why is this midget in her suitcase, she said it was because he performed sexual favors for her, and she was embarrassed to be seen with him on the plane.
Wow. This is a stumper. I haven't heard this story.
Yeah. That's what we call them.
I know in Germany they're gnomes, and they're forced to be bearded and wear lederhosen. And
that
wear
is an unusual fetish.
I would like to make that a proclamation when I'm in charge. All midgets in this country must dress in themed clothing.
Right.
I don't
so they
care
all
if you want
like
to be
the Lollipop Guild.
Lollipop Guild, one of the seven dwarves, a gnome, a lawn jockey, whatever it is, it would be delightful.
No, if you dress as a lawn jockey, then that should be your job. You should stand in front of my house and wait for horses.
Ah, but what about my house? I got a lawn. I need a horse.
Little people are people too. Germany or Florida?
This is tough.
See, because you know the letters that we're going to get from them. But here's something you may not know. Did you know there's only 10,000 midgets and dwarfs in the United States of America?
They would be known as mascots when I'm in charge, and they would bring happiness to the country.
What I'm saying is they can get as angry at Adam and I as they wish, and I think between the two of us, we could take all 10,000 of them.
Or that'd be another great pay-per-view. Or I'll give you a third option.
Okay.
You can be the Lollipop Guild, you can be seven dwarfs, you can be a lawn jockey, or a fourth. You could dress, not during the summer, as Chaka from Land of the Lost.
Huh.
You remember Land of the
Germany.
Lost?
That's right.
All
right. Where were we?
We had a little trouble with
Germany
this one.
Germany or Florida?
It's tough. I feel like I need to understand the airport security situation better to know.
No questions. No follow-up questions.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Germany on this one.
I'm going Germany.
I'm going Florida.
Mm-mm.
It was Germany.
Yes!
All right.
Yes!
First mistake.
3 for 3.
The dwarf in the box threw me.
All right.
Boxing hyena.
We'll do one more. Let's see. Fell into tree chopper while saving dog.
Oh.
GPS got man into car crash. Man putting a let's see.
That
man arrested.
Is pretty good.
Stealing babies. I like fell into tree chopper right. Trying to save dog. Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Germany or Florida, buddy?
That's pretty much it. The guy's dog fell in. I think he got caught by the leash.
Is this Spalding Gray?
What?
I can spin a yarn.
Falling from the grave.
Yes.
Yeah, and the man tries to go in and save him, and ends up falling in and dying from severe head lacerations and body trauma.
Goodbye.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
Hang on for 1 second. I'm going to talk to Kyle, the phone screener, for just 1 second, Kyle.
Oh, no.
We asked that next to these callers, Kyle put a letter grade.
And this guy did well.
He has a B next to his name, but I want to know what inspired Kyle to put the plus next to the B.
Who screens these calls?
There's a B
Maybe
plus.
Maybe he choked when he talked to you, Adam, but he was a B plus when he spoke to Kyle.
That can happen.
I'm not asking his cup size, Kyle. I want to know how good these stories
you
are.
I feel bad for yelling at Kyle. It was his 21st birthday yesterday. He worked here, worked a second job, bought himself a six-pack on his first day when he could buy liquor, drank 2 beers, and went to bed.
Oh, boy. Okay. This is not
sad.
I got him
if the guy, because I
you did
heard
get him
the way,
a gift, though, Adam.
I got him
nice.
A crab comb and a Nutrisystem bar.
I didn't know it was his birthday, but if you want to come to work on your birthday, hang around some people making a comfortable living and not mention it's your birthday and get something really cool, you just want to be mysterious. And all cool and bitching. I'd had a bow in my hair, so I could have gotten some bitching from Corolla.
No, Corolla did get him something good.
Candles
he doesn't
coming out
say.
Of my head, singing
Corolla
happy birthday.
Corolla got him something very nice.
I got,
so
him,
he won't
I
say.
Got him a nice gift, but it's Brian's birthday tomorrow, right, buddy?
Oh wow!
So put that bow on, Mike.
Hey, what's up?
All right, so let's rehash. B plus.
What happened?
I have the story right here. You guys want me to read the story?
No.
Well, that is the... that's how the game is played. You,
sure.
You read
yeah,
the
okay.
story and we decide.
All right. A man trying to save a dog being pulled into a stump grinder was caught in the machine and killed.
Stump grinder. Another
that's
good
it.
Name for TV.
Right.
Stump grinder.
Remember that? Do you remember the auger that ripped that blonde kid's arms off? Do you remember that?
Yes.
And then he had him put back on and went on Oprah.
Yeah, but they were on backwards.
Yeah, it was
and when
just
he
not
clapped,
good.
He smacked his knuckles together.
Is
that
this
was amazing.
Like
very
a wood
sad.
Chipper, like in Fargo,
no,
when he
wood
smoked?
Chipper's everyone. The way he disposed of bodies.
Oh. Everyone thought he had attitude when the kid smoked because his hands were on backwards. Wow.
Not even Truman Capote.
This is tough.
This is a tough one.
This is tough. A stump grinder is...
Makes me think Germany.
Makes me think America.
Mike, is there anything else to the story?
I put him on hold for fear he might talk. Mike, anything else we need to know? Hold on a second. That's not fair. You don't get to do
all
that.
Right.
Dog was getting sucked into a stump grinder, and a guy tried to save it and got sucked in and killed.
I feel like in Florida, maybe they wouldn't care about their dog enough.
Florida. I'm going Florida.
I'm going... Ooh, this is a good old-fashioned
coin
toss.
You should read the whole story next time. That should be the way we play.
We should.
Yeah, yes. He should read the whole story, because he's going to paraphrase and make things up and leave things out otherwise.
All right. Mm, but then if he reads the whole story, it could be a guy who made schnitzel in Bavaria was on the Rhine.
His dog in the Rhine.
Right.
He stepped over an alligator.
Right.
Well, on the way to Heinrich's Castle.
Right. All right, I'm going to go Germany
Me
on
too.
This one.
Florida.
Two Germanys and a Florida. Mike, Germany or Florida?
Florida.
Oh!
I'm back in the game, kids.
We're all tied.
I wonder if we should do one.
This
okay, we'll do one
game.
More. One rubber match here, and then we'll go to break. Let's see. Man drank gasoline and milk and died.
Ooh.
You want to do that one? You want to do... man put, let's see, arrested for stealing babies, GPS car crash. I'm going to go with the gasoline one.
All right, good.
Brian?
Hey, Adam, good choice.
Read us the story, please.
I like him already.
Okay, well, this man was just trying to get messed up, but was without supplies. Mm. So he mixed gasoline and milk and obviously drank it. And maybe an hour later or so, he was preparing his dinner over the stove, got sick, vomited, hit the stove, went up flames, burned to death.
Feels like a wives' tale, but I'm going to go Germany on this one. I feel they're harder core drinkers over there.
See?
That was my first instinct, but something about it said Florida.
All right, you go Florida. Danny, how say you?
I'm going to go Germany.
Two Germanys and a Florida. Paul?
Brian.
Oh, Brian, sorry.
Well, Adam, I would like for you to be right because I love you so much, but I would have to say that it is Florida. You got to think Hick. Think Hick.
Thank
Always
you, Brian.
Always think Hick.
All right. We didn't think Florida. We thought Germany and she thought Florida.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what just happened.
I think we just lost.
I think we did,
to
T.
A girl.
You're the winner, baby doll.
Wow.
But I would say you're all the winner, because we brought back Germany or Florida.
And no matter what fat-ass comic stands you up, I want you to know you're always a winner
in
my book.
It's cold comfort to win Germany or Florida after being stood up for a date.
By a guy the size of Germany or Florida.
We need to take a quick break. When we come back, though, I saw Tyra Banks blowing hard on Larry King last night, and so did many other people who work here at the Adam Carolla Show. So we went ahead and pulled some highlights from that. We will break down game film with Tyra Banks
unbelievable.
And Larry King next on the Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Between my favorite radio station
and my favorite radio station,
there are even more.
But you can only discover these hidden stations with an HD radio.
With HD radio, you can explore new digital territory and hear expanded content from the stations you listen to now.
You'll find a world of music, news, and talk unlike any you've heard before, at a level of fidelity you haven't heard before either.
Best of all, it's completely free. All you need is an HD radio.
So find out what's between this station
and this one.
HD radio.
Discover it.
FM.
This is Teresa Strasser from the Adam Carolla Show. Think about your water. You bathe in it. You do your dishes in it. You wash your face with it. Have you ever noticed that your water seems rusty or gross? Have you ever thought about how old your pipes are? If you have an old house, you do not want to wait until a pipe bursts. You want to call Pacific Coast Copper Repipe.
Let me give you a scenario,
please,
baby.
Please.
You and the corpulent comic are out on vacation in either Germany or Florida.
Yes.
You're gone for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Meanwhile, your house, because you didn't go with the copper repipe,
right,
has burst a pipe, but you want to know what? Nobody knows. And your place over in Koreatown turns into Pedophile Island.
This is horrible.
And there's not a damn thing you can do about
slippery
it.
Slippery slope.
Peace of mind. I mean, think about it. If a copper pipe bursts, well, you get your money back. It's not going to happen.
Right.
If an old galvanized pipe does it, and these galvanized pipes are 50, 70 years old.
They're disgusting.
If it bursts in your house while you're either out on vacation or held just out at a movie with the wife, it's like someone dragging a hose in through your living room window, turning it on as hard as it'll go, and then you go out to dinner and movie, and 5 hours later you come back, and your cat is clinging to your floating ottoman.
If I may add something practical,
yes,
almost nobody is insured for that. If you look at your insurance carefully for flood, it's an act of God,
by
not
the way,
that your pipes burst.
These guys
won't pay.
That's right. These guys from Pacific Coast Copper Repipe came to my house, and they showed me one of my old galvanized pipes. It was disgusting, and I had no idea it could have burst and become Pedophile Island. They're very nice guys. They did a great job at my house, and if you're not sure, they will give you a free consultation. So call them up at 1-800-556-PIPE. That's 1-800-556-PIPE. Or check them out online at PacificCoastCopperRepipe.com. Hey, everyone. It's
Travel Worm. TravelWorm.com. Why do I bring up Travel Worm? Because they're the exclusive travel partner for the Adam Carolla Show. Why did we choose them? Because TravelWorm.com offers the best rates on hotels, airfare, show tickets, and event tickets. You like Vegas? Sure you like Vegas. Who doesn't like Vegas? Even if you hate Vegas, you can't admit it to your friends. They'll make fun of you. It's not like liver or kidney beans or anything. It's Vegas, baby. Point is, you like Vegas? You check out the deals on TravelWorm.com. You want to hang out at the Hooters Hotel and Casino? Hooters and Casino. It'd be like if someone came up with a beer-flavored ice cream. Hooters has a bunch of great restaurants, Hooters girls. They got the casino pit, roulette tables that light up so when you're drunk you can find what number the ball lands on. Live entertainment, including TKO and many, many more. What do you do? Pick up the phone, call 888-700-VEGAS. That's 888-700-VEGAS. TravelWorm.com.
We'll be right back. 97.1 KLSX, Free FM, where middays are all about Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Every guy is looking for a way to go longer into the night. Some would like to improve their performance. Others are looking to heighten their sensation. There's an endless supply of stimulants and pills out there. But are they safe? Do they have any side effects? Could there be a natural alternative? Well, now there is. Introducing Qi Energy Drink. Qi Energy Drink is the natural way to revitalize, rejuvenate, and energize the body. The main ingredient is seaweed protein extract, which helps to improve blood circulation. The result is a boost in energy, a boost in performance, and a boost in sheer enjoyment. Since it's all natural, you can drink it every day and not worry about any nasty side effects. So if you're ready for longer nights, better performance, and heightened sensation, you're ready for Qi Energy Drink. Log on to QiEnergyDrink.com right now for a free sample. That's QiEnergyDrink.com. Qi Energy Drink at select herb and vitamin shops or online at QiEnergyDrink.com.
97.1 Free FM. 97.1 Free FM. Los Angeles!
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you, the one sitting there typing away on the computer. You want to hear something that's more interesting than that big project you're currently working on? Wiener Schnitzel's offering up their world-famous chili cheese fries for an amazing price. Just $1.29. You may want to turn those tiny little speakers up so you can hear me better. I said $1.29. That's right. For a limited time only, you can enjoy a pile of crispy French fries topped with Wiener Schnitzel's world-famous chili and smothered with shredded cheddar cheese for a measly $1.29. I bet you got that in your desk drawer right now. Heck, at this price, you could be a hero and feed the whole office. But a deal this great and this delicious isn't going to last long. So get up from your desk. Let the screensaver do its job and hurry into Wiener Schnitzel today. A tasty treat for an even better price is waiting for you. Wiener Schnitzel's world-famous chili cheese fries for only $1.29. Only at Wiener Schnitzel, where they're pushing the boundaries of taste.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. It's time to play Guess the Movie Quote with our Nicaraguan movie reviewer, Oswaldo Castillo. Can you guess which movie this famous line is from?
Great kid, not got Dunkaki.
If you said Star Wars...
Great kid, don't get cocky.
You're correct. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Took a nap yesterday, and when I got up, I walked into my office, and there was Ozzy just chewing the fat with Olga. Nothing better than having two people on the clock just sitting around having a little powwow.
Ozzy talking to Olga, it just kills. I'm going to go with Germany.
Ozzy will talk anyone's ear off. Anyway, if you have ears, Ozzy has a mouth. You won't understand a goddamn thing he's saying, but he will talk.
Van Gogh didn't actually cut his ear off. He talked to Ozzy.
That's right, and it fell off and ran and went, wee.
All the way home.
That's what my penis does when I see an ugly broad.
Does it ever get roast beef?
Sometimes.
None.
T?
Yes.
Before we get into dissecting Tyra Banks on Larry King last night, you have a last-minute addendum?
Yes, a Germany or Florida. This just in. A 12-year-old boy insisted he was a girl trapped in a boy's body. He convinced his parents something had to be done, so they agreed to give him a series of hormone injections, making him the youngest sex change patient in the world. Now, that boy is 14, he's growing a bus line, and he's allowed to wear makeup on the weekends.
This is the weird... Now, I happen to know this is Germany, Angie told me, but... I didn't know,
but I went Germany.
It would have been illegal, probably, in Florida to do this in a minor. Yes, there are rules.
Guess who's paying for the $40,000 sex change procedure?
Me and you.
German taxpayers.
Well, I will tell you, Germany's a very nationalistic country. Did you know they're the only country I'm aware of where you cannot play television that isn't in German? Everything has to be dubbed into its native language. You cannot watch English-speaking television. They're really nationalistic people.
It is a bizarre place because on one hand, Germany's a place where if you live in an apartment, you put up some wind chimes, your neighbor will rat you out and they'll force you to take them off. On the other hand, if a 12-year-old little Gunther wants to become a little Guntheria, they just go ahead and lop the schlong off and do it at age 12. Bizarre. And at 12, I thought I had a pirate trapped inside of me.
Right.
Should they have cut my leg off and give me a parrot?
At 17, I actually did have a pirate trapped in me, you know.
You're on the street. You had to do what you had to do to survive, and we will not judge you.
I didn't have a lot of money, and I needed a drink.
All right, now back to Tyra Banks. I have been long fascinated with Tyra Banks, and I'll tell you where my beginning fascination came with Tyra Banks. I've met her many times. I was at a boxing gym once, and I saw one of those shots. You know, when the guy trains the celebrities, he goes and gets the headshot, and he gets the picture of Ben Affleck up there, and it says nobody does it better, and then he signs his name on the whatever. It's like a sub shot.
One wild card.
Her picture was greased up in a bikini, flexing, full body picture, and it said, "You have made me strong and confident, and I can, don't anyone ever talk to me because I can whoop anyone's ass." It turned into a long thing. Now, normally you do these things where you say the other person is the best.
Right.
But you don't weave yourself into it. You turned me into a killing machine, and then it was signed Butterfly.
That's her boxing name?
Floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee. So I thought, well, there's someone that doesn't mind what's staring back at them when they're looking in the mirror every morning. But all right, I'll give her a pass. But then I started to catch more and more of Tyra, and I thought, wow, she's really making a run at the blowhard title. And blowhard used to be the domain of fat, middle-aged white guys.
Right.
The guy with the gin blossom and the three-piece suit would have a couple of highballs and wax on about stocks he had and a yacht and so on. This is what blowhard... She's the Tiger Woods of blowhard. She's broken down the color barrier.
And gender.
She's hot. She's black, and she's a female and a blowhard. That normally, if you think about it, 20 years ago, that didn't exist. So she is breaking down blowhard barriers.
Oprah first blazed that trail, some would argue.
But she was abused, and she's heavy set, and she's smart.
She's not actually a blowhard, in my opinion.
No, I love Oprah.
I don't love Oprah. She's been kind to me. But she actually improves people's lives. Like some people say they are, but her book of the month club convinced people to read who were not reading it. As far as I'm concerned,
speaking of reading,
that's a big deal.
How about the magazine where she is on the cover of every single issue? If there have been 575 issues of O released in the last 8 years, guess who's been on every single cover?
She's a smart businesswoman. She knows that sells the magazine.
All right.
She's on the cover of O, and T is on the cover of Never Had One.
Good one, Danny.
Hey, you're the one that talks about your V-Hall thing, not me.
Where were we? That's right.
Tyra Banks is on the cover of People.
Tyra Banks.
With the headline, "You Call This Fat?"
161 pounds. So let's listen to her on Larry King, who sadly has had a crazy renaissance over the last couple of years. I feel like Larry King was your dad's talk show host, and he was old news, and who cared what he had to say. This guy books everybody in the last year or so, and is all over the news. Larry King, Tyra Banks.
Your daughter calling herself fat is the reason why I do my talk show.
Today is a fatty party!
Well, that and the panty party.
Yeah, and the panty party of a 14-year-old girl.
That sends a very positive message to the young, overweight women that are watching the show, the panty party. And she's talking to a caller because Larry King's daughter died of natural causes many years ago. She was 81 years old.
Doesn't he have more recent ones that are only like four?
Yes.
He has one that's 91 and then one that's four.
Yeah, exactly.
And one on the way.
Well, Tyra,
who's going to arrive at 80?
Tyra had to address a very important issue, which is that a paparazzi photo of her taken in Sydney made her look fat, and all of the tabloids were running this photo, so she had to address, you know, with Larry King, the tempest in the teapot about her looking fat in the photo.
Well, do we have, let's hear that clip. All right.
Is because that pains me so much. It's why I started my organization called T-Zone, because of young girls.
But
she's probably too young to watch my talk show, and she probably watches America's Next Top Model more.
I, by the way, have combination skin with an oily T-Zone.
That's a T-Zone,
If you want to know.
Thank you.
here's the deal. As I was, this is what I was ranting about with my wife, who's an asshole. This man ranting around the house.
We should just get together.
I believe she had kids so she could shush me. Because,
that's a good reason.
Because a year ago, when I would be in my bathrobe and slippers, walking around the kitchen like a madman, going, "Whose job is? Why is it? Who decided it was her job to define what was beautiful? And why should she be the voice of every adolescent girl?" My wife would just have to sit there and go, "Please make him stop." It was much more like in a movie when someone is being raped, and at a certain point they just bite the pillow and think,
right,
"Let's just hope it ends.
Don't fight.
Just hope it ends. Don't fight it." That's kind of what my wife used to do. Now that we had the kids, the kids.
So when you were raping her ears, she decided it'd be easier if I don't fight. It won't hurt as much.
Right.
I'll let him go.
I'll just tune out. I'll think about happy thoughts and hope he finishes soon. Now it's the kids. Going to wake the kids up, which always starts jag number two.
And how does that go?
Jag number two is, I bought you this big house so I could rant as loud as I wanted with the kids. I don't care if the kids wake up. All they do is sleep and wake up. It's a never-ending cycle of sleeping and wake up. So instead of sleeping and waking up 26 times today, they'll do it 29 times today because Daddy has something to say.
And then Molly starts barking.
It's a different thing, but we couldn't be more similar in this way. For me, it is, how dare they compare Plato to Socrates? That's like comparing Copernicus to Galileo. Now, I would, and my wife will just go,
"Weird names for your kids, Danny, by the way."
My wife will just go, and now it's gotten to the point now, finally, and this is really recent, where she just says, "I've heard this before." So it got to that. Because it used to be she'd just sit and listen. I didn't know I'd done my Socrates and whatever historical things that I rant on about. And she'd just be a nice wife and tune me out.
I get that one, too.
I've heard this before.
And as far as the dog, Molly will always put in a well-timed sigh. Molly will break the tension by going... dropping her head down, and Lynette will always point at, "You see? You're putting the dog to sleep." You're waking the kids up and boring the dog simultaneously.
Sonny is crying.
Yes.
And Molly is sighing.
Pay attention, I will put the dog to sleep.
And Lynette is splitting off from herself so she can survive it.
Oh, I know. We're not on the radio. All right.
Well, Tyra.
Tyra took one.
She took one call, and I don't believe we have this, but I have to quote it back because I was shocked. The caller asked her about her transition, and she said, "Oh, you mean from being a high fashion model to being a talk show host and the voice of a generation?"
Why don't we have that?
I'm quoting.
Oh my God! Well, we do have another drop. This is I believe this one's Larry asking her if the producers have asked her to put on weight.
Have you had producers put pressure on you about weights? Television producer
weight?
Already?
Weights? I wouldn't say pressure, but I have had some executives at my talk show say that if I were to gain weight, they think I would be more relatable. I have had that, but not pressure.
I feel like we're not far off the time when Larry falls asleep in the middle of the question. Like, he's going to have Madonna there, and he's going to go, "Madonna, when you and little Lourdes go out..."
Larry?
Huh?
You were saying?
He's pretty painted up when you meet him. He wears a lot of war paint, that guy.
I've said it once, I'll say it again. I feel like if you pulled his suspenders back 3 foot and snapped it, you would break every bone in his body.
He'd turn to dust.
He'd just turn to dust. There'd be a heap of dust. You'd just get the urn and the wet dry back. That's right. That's what he would turn into.
Well, Tyra also talked about how torn she was internally because here she is trying to give young women a positive role model of a healthy body image, yet her show, America's Next Top Model, always features these rail thin girls, and she said she was internally torn. She didn't know what to do.
America's Next Top Model Cycle 8 starts February 28th, and I want you to sit her down in front of that TV because there are two beautiful, full-figured models that are on the show. It's not like a token, like where you just throw in one just because, you know, I've been fighting for two girls for so long and finally got my way.
She's been fighting for two fat models for so long, and she finally got her way.
Somebody called tokens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did we catch that?
Yes. I want to say this. First off, ladies, you can't tell us what we're attracted to. You've tried until you're blue in the face.
America Ferrera?
Not hot. Not hot. And you that doing that sort of, I'm big and I'm round, a big round pile of loving and all that kind of stuff.
More pushing for the cushion or some such thing.
Sorry.
That's a big bitch, yeah.
Monique, here's what I'm going to need you to do. You go out and get me a bucket of chicken. I'm going to bang this waif mob.
Right.
That's the way guys think. Sad, but true. Stop telling us or trying to tell us what's beautiful.
Here you go, fatty. Why don't you do a couple sit-ups?
The new one. Not the new one. She's been in there with all the coke and stuff.
Kate Moss.
Yeah. I'm going to give Kate Moss an 8-ball. And once she hasn't eaten in a day and a half, then I'm going to do it with her while you're out getting chicken.
That's right.
She can't be quite thin enough.
We're going to do a couple of rails, and then me and Danny, or Red Bull, as he's now known, especially in the bedroom, we're going to team Kate Moss.
Dude, I'm going to just go crash into some stuff right now.
Okay, but what about... Yes.
It's a panty party.
I know.
But here's the bigger one. So she sat there with Larry King, and she's saying, I don't care what size you are. I don't care what color you are. You're beautiful. Well, here's the thing, as I thought about it now, having a young daughter who I'm now going to move down to the cellar and raise her like canned beets. Who cares if you're beautiful or not? We have to stop sending this message to women over and over. We have dropped the ball. It started off with only thin and only blonde and only blue eyes was beautiful. We now have segued into everything is beautiful. You don't judge yourself. You're beautiful. We need to stop focusing on, I almost said the word, we need to stop focusing on the aesthetic. We need to say, who cares what you look like? Let's go out and change the world. Let's go out and do something positive. Let's go out and get an education. Your looks really are the one thing you don't have much control over. What you do have a lot of control over is your education, your personality, what you give back to society. And don't worry, there's a guy out there for you.
Yeah.
You don't need to be a bikini model. You're going to get married. Sorry, T. You're going to get married to a fat comedian one day.
And the thing that I did, if I can add just one thing to that, because... You know, you're, what are you, 6'2", with black hair, 200 pounds. You're right. What you're saying is correct, but it's coming from a very handsome, strapping guy.
Well, thank you, Red Bull.
I'm 5'6.5".
I'm going to say, let me say this.
Do you like
Red
Bull?
When we team Kate Moss, you can go first.
Thanks, buddy.
Really?
You're the man. But when you hear it from somebody, you know, I mean, even if you didn't find him attractive, he's 6'2". That's enough for me. I'm 5'6", and I want that so I'd kill somebody to be 6'2". Really, I'd strangle somebody to be 6'2".
Oh, so I'd be in trouble.
The fact of the matter is, I'm 5'6.5". I have red hair and freckles. I have an annoying voice, but I educated myself real well, and I learned how to put a sentence together real well, and I have never lacked for company.
I think it's real good.
I've lacked for money.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a hard time. Mm-hmm. I think you're absolutely right about the thing about beauty is not the big seller, and that fades, and education and manners and social graces do not.
Yes, I agree. We're never going to talk women out of wanting to be aesthetically beautiful.
Because it's never going to make your life a million times easier.
And true, but are they ever any happier?
No.
Really?
No. They spend from 35 on preparing to kill themselves.
So the message to women or to young girls should be no message. Stop giving them the message that everything is beautiful. Start giving them the message, who cares what's beautiful? You go to school and start exercising and we'll let the chips fall where they may. And the message we need to stop sending to guys is, this is beautiful. I feel like you're trying to sell me on a minivan that I don't want to drive.
Right.
And you're going, hey, man, it's practical and it's safe and it gets great mileage. And I'm going, yes, I don't want to drive it.
Right.
And you're going, you don't understand how badly you want to get behind the wheel of this minivan. I don't want the minivan.
Right.
I don't want the fat model. I don't want the chick with the big crazy Frankenstein forehead. I don't want any of it. I want a hot model,
right.
And that's what guys want. And you guys have been trying unsuccessfully for 20 years to talk us into something out of that red sports car, and we're not buying.
Right.
We're not buying. So stop trying to talk us into it. And start hitting the books.
Somebody buys the minivan, though? There's
a
lid
for
every
pot.
For me,
there are two words that could make me run faster than anything else, and they are safe and practical.
Right.
You say to me, safe and practical, I'm gone.
Yes, sometimes you don't want the woman who's the Ferrari. Sometimes you want the minivan.
All right. Well, we learned that...
I want them all.
We learned that beauty is not something that Tyra Banks can talk us into.
Today is the fatty party!
She's the voice of our generation.
She's the voice of my ass.
She's throwing panty parties.
That voice is coming from my ass. I'm a ventriloquist.
We need to take ourselves a break. When we come back, We'll talk about some of these prop bets in the Super Bowl. There is 16 pages out there with like 200 bets. Oh, it's not just who wins the game. It's who wins the coin toss. It's who scores the first touchdown. It is things that your mind cannot even imagine unless you're gambling addicted. I will help you through it. And you give us a call at 866-901-ADAM. Tell us some of your gambling stories.
Ah, that's fun.
Because I love it when people get burned gambling.
Have you lost a bet? Don't tell me yet, but have you lost a bet horribly?
Yeah, I've had some definitely snake bitten kind of. I mean, when you're betting and you're betting against the point spread and you have the game locked up and they score some garbage touchdown or kick some garbage field goal with 2 seconds left on the clock and your team wins, but you lose because you gave away 7 points.
I won't waste your time with it until we come back, but I've lost bets not on sports things, on things I know that other people don't know, and I'll bet, and then had them fight with me because it was trickery and deceit.
Oh.
And some would even say tomfoolery or treachery.
And then I was a cat and a
good
scoundrel.
Day, sir.
Something was afoot, that much I know.
Good day, sir.
We'll take a quick break. We'll get back to the gambling after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. Tom Likas, free to say what you're already thinking.
I do a show directly with you. Talk to you like I'm talking to you now. And then I talk to callers. It's just us. You'll find this is a much more personal form of communication. It's just me and you. I'm very laid back right now, but you will find as you listen to the program that the show can be offensive to a lot of people, specifically your wife or girlfriend. They are going to hate this program.
The Tom Likas Show, weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
There's one thing I know about. It's that having a small penis is no fun. Ha! And I should know, I'm an effing puppet, man. But that doesn't mean you have to suffer the shame and humiliation of a teeny weeny. Not if you use Pepito's Power Pack Penis Powder. It puts the pow, pow, pow back into your penis. Not a cream, not a suppository, but the powder. No more greasy residue in your chonies or Viagra breath. No, with Pepito's Power Pack Penis Powder, you can just have a bigger Johnson. Well, just listen to what my powder did for my little friend Bobby here.
Hi, I'm Bobby, and my penis was really small. We're talking Vienna sausage here. After just 2 weeks of sprinkling Pepito's Power Pack Penis Powder on my penis, I'm happy to say my penis has doubled in size. Now I got a 2-inch penis. Pepito's Power Pack Penis Powder with the pow, pow, pow back in my penis. Thanks, Pepito.
Hey, no problem, Bobby. Be careful where you point that thing. Get Pepito's Power Pack Penis Powder today and put the pow, pow, pow back into your penis, eh? Available at all Misty Guys.
This is KLSX, Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Mornings. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air. 97.1. Free FM.
Powered by Puente Hills Toyota, King of the Hill at the 60 Freeway and D'Souza Avenue.
Hey, it's Teresa Strasser from the Adam Carolla Show. And, you know, I'm here with producer Angie. Before we even knew we'd be doing Sona Med Spa commercials, we've actually had many discussions about laser hair removal.
We have sat around for a very long time and talked about how great it is. Both of us have had it, and we love it and can't recommend it enough.
Yeah, probably during that some of those times I should have been writing the news better.
Maybe.
Instead, I was discussing. Laser hair removal is one of the greatest inventions of our time.
And Sona Med Spa is the place to go. Just give them a call at 714-434-SONA.
They've also got a special New Year's deal. Take 30% off any laser hair removal package. But hurry, because this deal ends January 31st. That's very soon. If you want permanent hair removal, no more waxing, no more shaving, no more plucking, you never have to worry about it again. Do yourself a favor. Call Sona Med Spa. While you're there,
If you have a few little fine lines or wrinkles or age spots, they've got all the latest techniques, Botox, Restylane, non-surgical fat reduction.
They'll fix you up. Just give them a call, 714-434-SONA, or visit them at sonaoc.com.
You know who L.A.'s coolest cat is? Felix Chevrolet and Cadillac. They got deals, man. Felix has a Cadillac CTS for just $299 a month. You just got to put up $33.99 due at lease signing, and there's no security deposit required. Now here's Wanda, the fast-talking midget, with legalese info.
Hey, installed a 2007 CTS 2.8L with automatic transmission with an MSRP of $31,770. 39 monthly payments, total $11,661. Mm. Option to purchase at lease end for enough to be determined at lease signing. GMAC must be complete.
Cool.
Take delivery by 2/28/2007. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile or 10,000 miles per year. Yeah. Let's pay for maintenance, repair, and FS wear. Not available with other offers. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, extra.
Yeah. You go to FelixAutos.com. FelixAutos.com, where you call my bro Jeff, the internet manager, at 888-710-6919. Get yourself to Felix Chevrolet and Cadillac. There's at the corner of Figueroa and Jefferson, right next to USC. Just look for the big black cat off the 110 freeway. And remember, the cat knows where it's at.
Something you should know. The Browning family opened their first auto dealership in Southern California 50 years ago. And in those 50 years, tens of thousands of customers, they've done business with the Browning family. And the key, integrity. 50 years of integrity. Now you know why Browning Cerritos Dodge, number one, 15 straight years. Always the lowest prices on over 1,000 new Dodges. Always courteous employees. And when we say a promise made is a promise kept, we have 50 years to back that up. Whatever your previous car buying experience, you'll feel and see the positive difference immediately at Cerritos Dodge. Our New Year's resolution at Browning Cerritos Dodge, keep doing the same thing Mr. Browning started 50 years ago. Offer more value for the dollar with customer service second to none. Right off the 605 and famous Cerritos Auto Square. Is Browning Cerritos Dodge the best? Family owned for 50 years? Boy, I guess.
The Free FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always live responsibly.
Taylor. Don't worry. More of the Alan Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Hey, Mr. Teeny Screen. Want a huge new Panasonic big screen to watch the big game this year?
It is intercepted!
Of course you do.
A man is really himself. I mean, watching a football game.
Then listen to 97.1 Free FM, LA's only FM talk station. Because all this month, we're giving you tons of chances to win a 42-inch Panasonic Plasma HD TV. Mornings, middays, afternoons. It'll happen a couple of times each day. Just listen for us to tell you when to call in and win. Then you pick up your phone, call in, hopefully win. One potential grand prize winner will be selected by CBS in a random drawing of all qualifying prize winners to win a 103-inch Panasonic Plasma HD TV, the world's largest plasma TV, valued at $70,000. You can tell that's a lot of money because of all the reverb. So listen all day. Then, if your dialing fingers are fast enough, you could be watching the big game on a brand new Panasonic big screen.
A touchdown to 91 yards.
America's best-selling plasma TV. Panasonic. Ideas for life. But you gotta keep it here, because this ain't happening anywhere else. We are 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Syracuse, New York. A 33-year-old man tried to escape from police by kicking out the rear passenger side window and lunging headfirst out of a moving police car. Definitely not a Jew.
Getting back to some NFL gambling.
Right on.
And by the way, for those of you who don't know, because I probably didn't mention it, Dave Damashek, the sports guy, and I had ourselves a running bet going on, and the season ended early for Dave. I owed him $8,000.50, and I handed him a check 2 weekends ago at Kimmel's house for $8,000.50. Now, what really killed me is when the dust settled, he had four or five more wins than I did on the season, which doesn't amount to much on a wheel that had 50 cents, a dollar, $300
on it. Yeah, we spin the wheel after whoever won or lost.
The highest thing on the wheel was $5,000. It landed on $5,000 one week, The next week it landed on double last week. So I lost on a wheel that went up to $5,000 and went down to $1. I lost $10,000 on one.
But you paid
roll.
I'd kill myself.
$8,000. You wrote him a check for $8,050.
I wrote him a check for $8,050, and I handed it to him, and I shook his hand, and I said, "I hope you die. I hope you rot and you're eaten. Your corpse is not eaten by buzzards.
Right.
Raped by buzzards.
There you go.
Then eaten by maggots." Yes.
You know what's funny about it?
But I shook his hand like a gentleman.
No, after he was relieved of his duties here, I wrote him an email just saying, you know, that I'd miss him and how talented I thought he was. And he wrote back, "Thank you. Tell Corolla he's into me for $8,000.
And 50 cents.
I was sitting here yesterday telling you the story of Dante's first basketball game and me not knowing what to do and saying I don't even know when the inning's over, I thought, I'll bet all the people that really miss that guy really miss him right now. Danny Potter just wearing cowboy boots on the basketball floor, and he wants to know when the inning's over.
This segment's for you,
Dave.
I bet
we're missing that guy a lot.
Well, we are talking
some
rare sports on the Adam Carolla Show in 07, and you can bet there is literally hundreds of bets you can make. And teasers and parlays and combinations. You can bet on the last score of the game. You can here's an interesting one. The jersey number of the guy who scores last.
Wow.
Is it going to be over 61.5? Not that there's any halves on jerseys, but 61.5. So meaning, does a running back score in the 30s, or does a wideout score in the 80s?
Because Danny, positions have different jersey numbers.
I would be the guy who bet on the wideout scoring at the end of the game, except for be the only wideout on the team who's number 18. So then the under would win. But you can bet on the combination of the scores at the end of the half, the coin toss, anything and everything.
It's the sports version, then, of Guys and Dolls. Frank Sinatra trying to win some money from Marlon Brando, and Marlon Brando will bet on anything. And at one point, Frank Sinatra trying to trick him into a bet, and he says, "No, I won't bet you that, but I'll bet you that that raindrop on the right rolls down the window faster than that raindrop on the left." You know, you can really bet on anything.
Yeah, it's as if we're all in prison. I mean, and we're just looking for ways to amuse ourselves before we die. Mike, let's see.
Kind of true, metaphorically.
Got burned for $1,000, garbage TD, placed horse bets for John Cusack.
Ooh.
I knew it. This is why I brought this segment up. I want to talk to Cusack's bookie. Josh?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Or maybe just Lackey. So is Cusack, gambling addicted?
Well, what happened was there's a movie in the early 90s called The Grifters. And it was filmed here in Phoenix at a racetrack called Turf Paradise, which, by the way, would be a good name for TV.
Yeah.
There you go. So,
that's right.
I hit a pick
six
about,
on that. Well, five and a half or six.
There you go. I had to be out there like at 4 in the morning, and it was really cold, and he's in his trailer. He comes out, and he's basically looking for somebody to get him a muffin and some coffee. So I volunteered, and since I brought it back to him promptly later on in the day, I happened to run into him again, and he asked me to go play some bets for him, and he won. And so he had me do it again, and I won again. I did lose one time for him, but then some of the other
How much money are we talking about?
First time, I think it was like $250, but then after that, I mean, it started getting up into like $1,000, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is like 16, 17 years ago, so I don't really remember exactly how much money it was, but, so some of the other people started asking me to go, and I win some, lose some, but Annette Bening one time, and then some other bit actors who pretty much never made anything of themselves. So.
I wonder what population of our society gambles the most. I know poor alcoholics, unfortunately, seem to. But I wonder if actors gamble, for instance, more than the general populace. I wonder if they think that they have powers. Like, there's a part of you, when you gamble, you have to think one of two things. Either I know something that the other people don't know, thus I'll win. Or I got a four-leaf clover up my tookeye. I mean, look at me. I'm blessed. I'm charmed. Everything turns to gold. I feel like actors probably gamble more than school teachers do. Plus, when you're getting paid a couple million bucks for a couple months' work, well, you can put a couple down on the ponies.
I think that certainly then actors bet more, as in more money, but I would think your average Joe, a school teacher, an average Joe, but a blue-collar worker, knows more people to bet with, has a bigger office pool. I would say per capita, it's not movie stars and rich people. It's just working men.
Yeah.
Also, the thing that's the double-edged sword about gambling is it's constantly adjusted for your income.
Right.
I could remember gambling, playing poker night at some friend's house, losing $22 and being devastated when $22 was two or three pizzas and I was hungry. So now I have a couple of ducats. If I lose $22, well, who cares? That's the upside. The downside is, who cares?
Right. This is when Michael Jordan got busted for betting so much money, and he explained that relative to his total earnings, it was $20 to him, basically.
Right. You know, there were a couple of different defenses of that. There was also when, I think it was Rick Fox was apologizing to his wife. Who was it? Oh, that had knee surgery.
Vanessa Williams?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
Vanessa Williams?
No, the guy that had the knee surgery in
Denver. Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
Ah,
and he bought her that $4 million
ring.
The sorry ring.
Yeah.
And then later on, somebody had the cojones to ask him about it. He goes, you know, actually, in my world, it's an $8 ring.
But I will say this.
That's gambling.
This is the part that evens it out. If you're rich and you make $10 million a year, a SUV doesn't cost you $700,000. It still costs $45,000.
Right.
So thus, even if you have a ton of bread and you lose $50,000 on the Super Bowl, you still realize that Denali that I just saw drive down the street, I just lost that.
I agree with you completely.
By the way, Danny, how much did that tattoo ring cost you? Your sorry ring.
Most of my soul and dignity. About 2 years of hell. Thanks for asking.
John says he got burned on a garbage TD. Tell us the story, John.
Well, it's worse than a garbage TD. What it is there was 3 seconds left in the game. Raiders were up by 10. They were given 5 points to Seattle. So with 3 seconds left, Zorn goes back. This is 20, 25 years ago. Zorn goes back to pass. The clock goes down to zero. Zorn steps up to about the 45, throws it in the end zone. So clock, game's over technically. Defensive pass interference in the end zone.
Oh.
So the game can't end on a defensive penalty. They get it at the one. Raiders let them walk it in. Raiders win by four.
Yeah, because why do they care?
Why do they care? And it was brutal.
It is funny when you're arguing with the team to go against what would make sense for the team,
right,
but what would make sense for you,
bet,
the gambler, because you gave 4 points or whatever. You're like, kick the field goal. There's 20 seconds left. You're down by 4 points. Kick the field. Why are you throwing a Hail Mary to the end zone? Kick the field goal. It's like, so I can lose by 1 point? No, we have to go into the end zone. But it is funny when you internalize it and you're angry at the coach. God damn it, 35-yard chip shot and you're not setting it up. You're going to what, on 4th and 8? Come on. What are the... Yes, we're going to lose the game with your strategy.
Oh, poor John. John.
Yeah. Actually, I'm at Ontario Airport right now because I always go to Vegas every year for the Super Bowl, but since I'm trying to quit, I'm flying to Washington State to see my buddy till Sunday, so I don't drive to Vegas.
It is
your bet.
It is addicting, and I'll tell you what will kill you is the teaser. The teaser.
Yeah, never play teasers. Yeah, never gamble.
The teaser will kick your ass where you go... Here's how the teaser works. You go, well, the Colts are favored by 7 points. And you go, ooh, geez, I think the Colts will win the game. But 7 points, Bears have a pretty good defense. Well, how about play the teaser? You can have the Colts even. All they got to do is beat the Bears. And there's a second thing. The over-under must be over or under. Well, move it down to 48 points or whatever it is. So you're like, oh, all right. So all I got to do is win the game, and then all they got to do is score. It seems like two easy things, which are much easier than one hard thing to do, but one of them always goes bad.
Yeah.
And that's why they call it a teaser. We need to take a break. When we come back, and this is because, well, we kicked around with it, doing a little morning zoo action on this show. We kicked around with it, and the response was so overwhelming via the message board, the AdamCarolla.com, that I decided we should do a better version of it, or at least a well-thought-out one instead of an impromptu version. Yes.
By the way, is the Adam Carolla board, because I've got a ton of these MySpace guys that want to know where they can listen online.
Mm-hmm.
Is
you
that
can
the
podcast
answer?
At AdamCarolla.com.
AdamCarolla.com. Okay.
Yes.
The last 10,000 people who just wrote me, I will write it during the commercial break.
Thank you. We will take a break. We'll be back with the Morning Zoo. And the thing about the Morning Zoo is we need your phone calls as well.
Now, yeah, for any Morning Zoo.
We will talk right over your ass, but go ahead and call 866-901-ADAM. Brian is going to be making a nice cameo as the traffic guy. He'll be up in the copter. So
right now it's 1-866-901-ADAM.
We'll return with the Morning Zoo after this.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
Tom Likas here, a huge L.A. Kings fan for years. Now on February 17th, join me in the ultra-exclusive Chairman's Room on the locker room level of Staples Center and enjoy a two-hour pregame feast including all the beer and wine you can drink, all the hors d'oeuvres you could eat, and tickets to the Kings vs. Anaheim Ducks game. Order by calling 1-888-KINGS-LA or online at lakings.com/Tom. Brought to you by the L.A. Kings, Baker's Mark, there's always a redhead at the bar, and 97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
What kind of driver are you? Are you point A to point B or scenic route? Baby on board or dog in the truck bed? Whoever you are, we're here to help. We're the Power Auto Group, the biggest car buying and selling company around. We can do things for drivers no one else can. Of course we save you money, but we also serve, support, and inform you. It doesn't matter what you drive, how you drive, or why you drive. We're looking out for you with unbiased advice, with education to help you get the most out of your car, with a free 3-day, 250-mile money-back guarantee, and a Carfax history report on every used vehicle to help make an informed decision. New or used, buying or selling, let's talk. Visit PowerDirect.com to get started. You can find a dealership, read reviews, calculate payments, compare makes and models, and locate the vehicle that's perfect for you. The Power Auto Group. Finally, there's someone on the driver's side.
Southern California, are you ready to talk?
Yeah! We'll talk on the streets as you may go, so
there's talk on the street.
I hear the talk beat of the DJ.
Can't understand just what does he say.
Talk is cheap and lines are expensive.
I'm talking.
If you knew of a place where every playmate shows you everything they've got, you'd go there, wouldn't you? If you knew of a place where sexy celebrities don't pose in skimpy outfits and instead shed every stitch of clothing for the camera, you'd go there, wouldn't you? If you knew of a place where exclusive cybergirls show you what they've got every week, you'd go there, wouldn't you? Turns out there is such a place. It's called the Playboy Cyber Club. At the Playboy Cyber Club, you'll see hundreds of thousands of images and videos of all your favorite playmates, cybergirls, and celebrities. There's new content added daily, so there's always something new waiting for you. Don't miss hot upcoming features like Girls of MySpace and Playmate of the Year. How do you get into the Playboy Cyber Club? First, you've got to go to 971freefm.com, click on the Playboy Cybergirl of the Day, and then you're on your way to the club. The Playboy Cyber Club. Our members get it. Go there now and get some for yourself.
Adam Carolla now. Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Today at 3. 97.1
KLSX.
Free FM.
All right, listen up. I'm going to be fast. Valentine's Day is right around the corner for you guys. Not for me. I only do even years. What are we, 07?
Yes.
That's right. I paid the fiddler in 06. Now she's going to have to wait till 08.
Good luck with that.
Thanks, baby doll. $39.99. Now, here's what you get for under $40. I might add, well under $40. You get 18 dozen roses. No, wait a minute. You get 18 roses. That's a big baker's dozen of roses in a beautiful ruby red vase or vase, as the Corollas would call it, because we're hillbillies. You get all that when you drop my name. $39.99, 18 roses, a vase, ruby red, shipped in the little packet of seasoning that makes them last. It's magic. It's pixie dust is what it is. I'll tell you, probably comes from Peru. Danny probably smuggled some of it into prison, but it makes those roses last. So what do you do? Hop on your computer. You go to proflowers.com. You click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner. As a matter of fact, any microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Does not have to be a radio. Sometimes if you see a lav microphone, right. If you see a boom mic, sure. If you see a mic in your upper right-hand corner, go ahead and click on that.
Guy named Mike.
If it's a guy named Mike standing there
in the right-hand corner,
click
upper,
on his ass and type in my name, Adam. That's right, ADAM, and it will get you this deal. Proflowers.com or call 800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's 800-PRO-FLOWERS.
Alaska Air.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free.
97.1.
We want to be free to do what we want to do.
Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Middays on 97.1 Free FM.
I'm making sweet love to my hot woman. I'm poking and sweating, and she's just squirming. Dropping my sponge right in her face. Squirting that hot suds all over the place. I say, ugh. I say, ugh. I say, ugh, ugh. Ugh, ugh.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on Free FM. This is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Now back to Adam, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci on the Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, good morning. Whether it is in the morning, see, we got ourselves a 50,000-watt flamethrower. We're coming to you right at it. How you doing, T-Bone?
I'm doing great. I can't wait to tell you about it. Tomcat, they could be preggers.
Entertainment
again.
News coming up. Red Bull, how's
Red
it hanging,
Bull
my man?
Hizzy for shizzy.
I got to tell you something. Red Bull this close to dropping trow. 755, 755 after 7. That's 5 away from the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Now we got the phrase that pays coming up. We got sticker stops. We got the zoo crew. Let me tell you something. We got the party patrol. They're out at Womp Poppers in Chino Hills.
If you're looking for bumper sticks and t-shirts, that's the place to go. Now head on down.
And I'll tell you what, if you see intern Sludge out there, kick him right in the Let's go to find out what time's weather, traffic, weather, Solvang checking in, 67 degrees, Tustin, 67, Yorba Linda checking in, chilly, 67 degrees, Bellflower, a very balmy, 67 degrees, Covina checking in, 67 degrees, City of Industry, 67 degrees, Loma Linda, 67, Monrovia, 67, Oxnard, 67, San Dimas, 67, Yucaipa, 67 degrees, and Fontana checking in, 67 degrees. Let's go to Marty St. Clair in the air at the Best Buy Jetcopter 9. Marty, how's it looking out there?
Well, thank you, Rockola. Hey, we got brake lights on the 5. Slow and go on the 105.
Slow and go, look out of there.
Watch out for slow and go on the 105.
You're back to that into your commute.
factor in your commute.
Jackknife lettuce truck on the 405.
Look out there.
Car on fire on the 605.
Wow, it's good stuff. Look out.
Mattress in lanes on the 55.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this traffic report sponsored by the WB on a very special Gilmore Girls. Luke makes a discovery that leaves him shaking. Only on the WWWB. Back to you, Eddie.
Nice. Just got this on instant email. Those of you traveling through your Belinda, watch out for the four level out there.
Apparently, not Belinda, you can't go anyway.
It's good stuff. T, what's going on in entertainment news?
Rockola, what hot couple went from hot to not?
We'll get to that.
That's
right
how
after
I roll.
Finish giving the weather out. Diamond Bar, 67 degrees. Downey, 67. Chula Vista, 67. Big Bear Lake, checking in, 67. Hawaiian Garden, 67. Fontana, 67 degrees. Duarte, 67. Lake Elsinore, 67. Urbandale, 67. Antelope Valley, checking a big 67 degrees. Team, we're talking entertainment news. What's coming on? By the way, Bod Squad's going to be down at the Glendale Mile of Cars, so check them out.
Also, don't forget, coming up, Spousal Arousal. Always one of our favorites.
Good stuff.
You are so funny, Red Bull.
Smack dab in the middle of Talktober. What's going on?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Rockola. Scarlett Johansson was canoodling with Josh Hartnett.
She's hot. She's hot stuff.
She's hot.
This close to dropping trout. That's good stuff. What else going on in entertainment news, Steve?
Well, Rockola, who was looking hot on the red carpet?
Oh, I don't know. I'll tell you, I wasn't there. I went back to my one-bedroom apartment and cracked the generic beer. I have to pretend like I'm poor so the listeners identify with me and not turn against me. Wait a minute, I said too much on the air. Who's smoking good on the red carpet? Remember, phrase it pays at 9 o'clock hour. Hold on, 7:53 to 7 away from the 8 o'clock hour. It's 53 after 7 o'clock. Yeah, yeah. Red Bull, what's going on, buddy?
I'm just hanging in, getting ready, playing the games. Don't forget the big water balloon fight coming up. Sponsored by Miller Lights. Instead, dude.
Red Bull, tell everyone about Two for Tuesday.
It's Two for Tuesday. You pick a song, we're going to play two songs in a row, back to back from your favorite bands. Because what do? We do for you on Two
we got
for Tuesday.
Get the lead out. We got Led Zeppelin trivia coming up at 9 o'clock hour. 4 o'clock funnies. You want to hang around? Sludge's going to be in here taking over at 4 o'clock. Big losing rehab. So he'll be sitting in. Maybe I've said too much. 70s at 7 coming up also. We got a 97.1 prize pack going out for the 55th 100th caller to the station. 866-901-ADAM. We're in the middle of 97.1 days of talk and winter. T, what's coming up?
Well, first, tell them again. Where can they go for that sticker stop?
You go out to Yorba Linda. The party patrol's out there at the Womp Poppers in Yorba Linda. You talk to Sludge. Give him a nice kick in the sack. Get yourself a beer koozie.
Kick him in the sack.
Don't forget, coming up, I knew I shouldn't do it. Where's the wackiest place you've had sex? And then you can do it today and give us a call.
Marty St. Clair's in the area. He's on the Best Buy Jet Copter 7. What's going out there, Marty? What's it look like in the morning commute?
Hey, just in from a caller, tipster Andrea. Oh, my God, the copter stopped.
Oh, copter stopped.
Oh, it's back working again. Thanks to Best Buy. Hey, watch out for Brandy on the 405. Fender bender and Alta Dina refrigerator box in the center lane of the 610.
Slow and go. Look out there, commute.
Watch out for those brake lights.
All right, now, quick weather coming up. Solvang checking in, 67 degrees. Tustin, 67. Yorba Linda, 67. Bellflower, 67. Covina, 67. City of Industry, 67. Big degrees. It's 7:55. That's 55 after 7. That's 5 away from the top. They are straight up. We got sports. We got news. We got weather. We got traffic coming every 30 seconds on the
That's hard to do.
T, what do we got coming up in entertainment news?
Hollywood happenings. A Grey's Anatomy doc says I do.
That is great stuff. And Red Bull.
Yeah.
You're going to do an appearance tomorrow. Where are you going to be?
Tomorrow I'm going to be in Deep Red Lobster. Now they've got kind of cool. I'm going to be dressed up in the lobster suit right in the middle of Red Lobster. I'll be bringing you your desserts.
The Zoo Crew is going to be out there. Sludge is going to be out there. We're going to have the Bod Squad out there. You're going to give it away. Lobsteritas for the first 97.1 people to walk through the door.
You got to recognize me in the lobster suit.
It's a parade.
The only lobster.
Praise it pays.
Rockola, if they see Sludge, what should they do to
go up, kick him in the nose. You see Sludge. I'll tell you what. First caller in 866-901. First get a call find Sludge out there. He's out in Yorba Linda at the Mile pile of cars. No, wait a minute. Is it the Cheeto Womp Poppers out there? You see Sludge out there. You kick him right in the nuts. You get yourself a beer koozie. First person to kick Sludge in the nuts, call me up 866-901-M. We're taking caller number 3. Let's get to the buzz there. Andy?
Yep.
You kick Sludge in the nuts, you get yourself a beer cooler.
Okay.
How about a Bond Squad keychain or pocket calendar?
Whatever.
How about a beer bottle or a keychain? Come on, baby.
Andy, do you listen to 97.1 FM? Woo!
Wait a minute, it's caller number 5500.
Whoa!
What's the phrase that pays, Andy?
And you get the phrase that pays. You're going to the Super Bowl with Playmates in a Learjet. What's the phrase that pays? Andy, I'll tell you what, Andy. You go up, you find that Sludge, you kick him in the nuts, you get yourself a koozie.
Just go up to him, he's in your Belinda. You just go up to him and you say, you're not Belinda, and kick him in the balls. It works every time, always funny.
Hawaiian Garden, 67 degrees. Big Bear Lake, 67 degrees. Chula Vista, 67 degrees. Downey, 67 degrees. Diamond Bar, 67. Duarte, 67 degrees. And Lake Elsinore checking in at 67 degrees. Wait a minute, this just off the ticker. Irwindale checking in, 67 degrees. It is 7:53. That's 53 after 7 o'clock. That's 7 away from the top of the hour straight up. We got traffic coming in now. Marty St. Clair's in the air in the Best Buy Jetcopter 9. Marty, how's it looking out there?
Slow and go, the 405 brake
Slow
lights.
Go, look out for brake Watch lights, brake everybody. Lights. Better factor that into your commute.
There's a mattress on the freeway. Nicole Richie's probably been there.
Red Bull, that's why he gets made the big one. See, it's crazy. This man's insane. Where are you going to be tomorrow? You're going to be at the
Red
Lobster.
The Red Lobster. You got to guess the lobster, though.
Get out there. We're going to have the light cats out there with them, actually.
They are so pretty.
Okay. T, what's going on in entertainment news?
Hot Hollywood news. Jessica Simpson. She may be with singer John Mayer.
Wow, that's something.
Let's take a call, Rockola.
All right, let's hop on to line one. We'll speak to John. John, you know the phrase that pays?
Yeah, I had a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, John.
The phrase that pays is 97.1 plays all the hot hits of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
You're right, you just got yourself a beer koozie. I am this close to dropping trow, buddy.
You
be listening for Sludge during the 4 o'clock funnies. Find Sludge, kick him in the nuts, get yourself a second beer koozie. John, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Sludge
pin!
We love you!
We got caller number 3's on the line. Benjamin! Benny!
Benjamin, you got your picture on the $100 bill, doesn't make you star, speak up.
Benny and the Jets, good stuff there, Red Bull.
Come on, Benjamin, listen,
we gotta keep moving.
Benny and June was more interesting than you.
Sean says he kicks Sludge in the nuts, gonna give himself a beer koozie. Sean! Sean, do you see Sludge out there in the Yorba Belinda mile of cars?
Riding in that chase, man.
Riding in the nuts. I can't wait to see the look on Sludge's face when it comes living. Covino checking at 67 degrees. City of Industry, 67 degrees. Loma Linda, 67. Monrovia, 67. Oxnard, checking in 67. 7:55. 55 after 7. 5 away from the top of the hour. Let's go to traffic news. News, traffic, sports news, traffic, weather. Top of the hour. Marty St. Clair in the air. Best Buy Jetcopter 9, Marty.
Brake lights and a car on fire.
Holy crap. Back to that into your commute. Marty, what else? What else going on? Mattress and
mattress
lanes.
And lanes.
Marty, you never hear about a box spring in lanes. Only the mattress. I'm going to drop trap. 55 after 7 o'clock, 5 away from the top of the hour. Banning checking in, 67 degrees. El Monte checking in, 67 degrees. Artesia, 67. La Canyada, 67. Flint Ridge, 67. Montebello, 67. Pomona, 67. Redland, 67. Pasadena, 67. My house, 67. Your house, 67. The moon, 67. My soul, 67 degrees. It is 60 goddamn 7 degrees every goddamn place in the world right now.
What time is it?
There's mattresses and lanes. I'm going to kill myself.
Refrigerator box, which means I don't know where that ex-football player's living.
Where are you going to be tomorrow there, Red Bull?
You're going to be? I'm down at the Red Lobster on Wilshire Boulevard. There'll be three men dressed up as a lobster.
He's going to be out there with Sludge. Kick Sludge in the nuts. Go to Sludge's apartment. Kick him in the nuts. Find Sludge when he's asleep and drop an anvil on his nutsack. You'll get yourself a beer coot. Could cause severe trauma to Sludge's nuts, and you're going to walk away with a beer coot.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
What's going on? going on out there in entertainment news, T?
Well, Rockoy, it's 8:51, and I gotta tell you, Van Halen is gonna rock your world again.
Hold on a second, 8:51 after 8 o'clock. That's 9 minutes away from the top there. Van Halen getting back together. I'm this close to dropping Trial Covina. Checking in, 67 degrees. Bellflower, 67. Yorba-Linda, 67. Tustin, 67. Solvang, 67 degrees. We got Marty St. Clair's in the air. This is Best Buy Jet Copter 9. Marty!
Patterson Lane!
Slow going the 405.
What else is going on? Who's it brought by? Who's sponsoring the traffic?
Sponsored by the WB, and this just in, WWWB, all new Tuesday lineup. Tuesdays are all new and all funny. Back to you, Ace.
That's Marty St. Clair in the air, sponsored by WB and Best Buy Jet Copter. Someone's down at Wompoppers in Chino. That sludge out there kicking the nuts. That's the phrase that pays. I just kicked Marty nuts. You be caller number 6 million on this show. You're going to get yourself a beer, koozie, and a keychain, and a 97.1 windbreaker. Hold on, Glenn's on line six.
I'm the 97.1 windbreaker, and I'd like to apologize.
I'm this close to dropping trout. Glenn, you kick sludge in the nuts.
Square in the nuts.
Sludge in the nuts, you're going to get a windbreaker.
This just in consumer news, there has been a run on anvils. Everybody look out.
Get the lid out. We got Led Zeppelin trivia coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. 4 o'clock money's due for Tuesday. 70s at 7, and I'm going to kill myself at noon. We're going to take a quick break. Before we go to break, traffic one more time with Marty St. Clair in the air and the Best Buy Jet Copter 9 brought to you by the WB. Marty, what's going on out there?
We got a bus friggin' lane.
Look out for that. Factor that into your commute.
Things are sticky on the 5, the 55, the 105, the 405, the 605.
We should look out for brake lights. 755, 55 after 7 o'clock.
5 in lanes.
Futon in lanes. Solvang checking 67 degrees. Toss a 67 or Belinda 67 degrees. We're going to take ourselves a quick break. We got to pay some bills. I'm going to drop some trout. Red Bull's going to shake the dew off the lily and tea. You do what you do best. We'll be right back with more fun in the morning after this.
Hey, girl, you know you drive me crazy.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Hey, Mr. Teeny Screen, want a huge new Panasonic big screen to watch the big game this year?
It's intercepted!
Then listen to 97.1 Free FM, LA's only FM talk station. Because all this month, we're giving you tons of chances to win a 42-inch Panasonic Plasma HD TV. It'll happen a couple of times each day. Just listen for us to tell you when to call in and win. Then you pick up your phone, call in, hopefully win. Oh, by the way, one grand prize winner will score a 103-inch Panasonic Plasma HD TV worth $70,000. So listen all day today. You could be watching the big game on a brand new Panasonic big screen. America's best-selling plasma TV. Panasonic, ideas for life. We are 97.1 KLSX Free F.
97.1. Hi, I'm Fernando Perez, and I'm sure you've heard my friends here at Free FM telling you to call me at Best Funding. That's because I've done real estate loans for many of them and their friends, and they trust me. I think it's important for you to work with people you trust because profit-driven gimmick lenders and their misleading ads have overwhelmed the real estate industry. Thanks to those greedy lenders and their bait-and-switch tactics, many families are now facing hardships and foreclosures. That's not part of the American dream, folks. At Best Funding, our staff is devoted to ensuring that you and your family are treated fairly and get the greatest benefit possible from your new home loan while maximizing your safety and security. With our standardized loan process, you can get cash in your hands in just 12 days without inflated rates or unnecessary fees. Do what my friends here at Free FM do. Call Best Funding at 888-549-1010 because you shouldn't have to pay more for a home loan or refi just because you don't have good credit. Call 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010. I'm Fernando Perez. Thanks, everyone.
Hey streamers, Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get a home loan? You don't know who to turn to? Not sure you should really trust that crazy nephew of yours who's been selling loans for about 3 hours? Well, then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now check this out. Dave is a former banker who came out of retirement to form Covenant Mortgage with the purpose of taking the confusion out of lending. If you really want to understand your options and the true cost of each of them, you've got to call Covenant Mortgage. Even if you're already in the process with another lender, give them a call and let them review it for you. No pressure, no obligation. They're the best. You're already online, so visit them now at COV411.com. COV411.com. Now listen to myself and Dave Harden every single Sunday morning for Mortgage Matters. It airs from 10 to 11 a.m. right here on 97.1.
The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci, 97.1 FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Yeah, Travel Worm, exclusive travel partner for the Adam Carolla Show. Or is it of the Adam Carolla Show? Either way, they're the exclusive travel partner of me, Adam Carolla.
Can we move forward?
You like Vegas? Sure you do. Who doesn't like Vegas? As a matter of fact, if you like Vegas, I don't want to hang out with you. If you love Vegas, maybe we can talk. And if you're currently dry humping the state of Nevada, well, you're in more ways than one. So, Travel Worm in Vegas. How does this work? You book your Vegas trips through Travel Worm. Right now, they got a deal going on with the Aladdin Casino and Resort. It will result in you having a good time at the Aladdin Casino and Resort. But, I know, I'm tired from doing this stupid morning show crap. Not this, but you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, go to Travel Worm, book your Vegas vacation, and go to Aladdin. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know this, but I'm reading it. The all-new Spice Market Buffet is better than ever and was voted number one. And this is the number one buffet in Vegas, a place where it's nothing but buffets. The funeral homes have buffets in Vegas. You understand? There's not a place that the nursery schools and kindergartens have buffets in Vegas. Number one in Las Vegas. Don't miss Jamie Foxx coming up at Aladdin, by the way, on February 15th. Travelworm.com.
This Free FM brought to you by Wesselow and...
The Tom Likas Show. It's just like a men's locker room, but without all the naked guys running around.
Our show is a little different.
97.1 Free FM.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Tonight on Super TV 3, kids love Freddy.
Hey, kid, don't step on my tail, all right?
Grown-ups love Freddy.
I'm going straight up his chinos, right into his crotch.
And Freddy loves everybody.
I'm too sexy for this cage. Hey, you asswipe.
Freddy the Foul-Mouth Ferret.
Hey, dipshit, don't move the chair when I'm walking on it.
Freddy the Foul-Mouth Ferret, a comedy the whole family will love. From the creators of Tommy the Incontinent Rat.
I'm a damn ferret, not a rat, you prick.
It's Freddy the Foul-Mouth Ferret.
Hey, sweet cheeks, bet you never had a real ferret crawl up that thing there.
Tonight at 8, after America's Funniest Burn Victims, on Super TV 3.
Yeah, this is Freddy the Foul-Mouth Ferret. They say, is that foul enough for you, huh? How about suck and have a nice day. What the hell's going on? I can't say anything. Cut it out, you bleep. I was saying nice things.
And now, the Adam Carolla Show presents Great Moments in Local News.
A lucky duck in Florida is proving her luck has not run out.
The duck made headlines last week when she survived a gunshot. Now she's had another brush with death, this time on the operating table. The duck stopped breathing during surgery, but she came back to life after the vet gave her CPR, or mouth-to-bill resuscitation.
Another great moment in local news. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, as trivial as that may sound, at least it's not out of Iraq.
Right.
I watch CNN at 5 in the morning every morning, and it is nothing but weather around the country and Iraq news. Yeah. That's it. That's it. I'm a Middle East expert and weatherman.
You're Belinda, which is important because it's 67.
That's
but
right.
They give you weather all over the United States with pictures. Sunny pictures, rainy pictures, cloudy pictures, and then people shooting at each other. That's all it is in the morning at 5 o'clock.
And it's always like you're sitting there in Los Angeles and the guy comes on and he's like, hey, for those of you traveling through Wichita Falls this morning, like, I don't know where that is. Is that in the United States? Maybe it's in Wichita. I don't know. T.
Yes.
Tell you something I do know. It's coming up in the news.
California Highway Patrol has recommended that Brandy, otherwise known as Brandy Norwood, be charged with misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter for starting a chain reaction
She is one of the people, and I'm going to put together my list of people whose names get more complicated or less recognizable with the last name. If you said to me...
Brandy Norwood.
I've never heard that name. Right. Do not know that person.
We had one yesterday. Donovan Leach.
Right. Right. But if you said Brandy, I'd be like, I have every record, I'm sleeping with her.
Well, Brandy was in an accident you may have heard of. It claimed the life of a 38-year-old woman last month. The police investigation is complete. The matter is being reviewed by the city attorney's office, and they will soon make a final decision on what to charge Brandy with, if anything.
I'm sorry, but I'm looking at the TV set over your shoulder, which is on CNN, and the guys are making the bloody pilgrimage over there in Iraq. It's a bunch of bald, fat guys with beards wearing sheets covered with blood and waving around swords and walking down the street.
I cheat and use somebody else's blood.
Well, here's something you won't see on CNN. Eva Longoria and Tony Parker. Now, here's the rumor. The rumor was going around they were going to get married on July 7th of 2007 so they could have a cool anniversary, 7707.
Eva Longoria, whatever happened to her?
Seems
like I never
hear
any news about her anymore. What's she up to these days?
You know, I had to scour to find anything about her.
Yeah, everyone play the Eva Longoria game. Do what I do. Throw on one of the entertainment shows around 7:30, Access Hollywood, Entertainment Tonight, whatever Pat O'Brien is doing. Just tune in randomly at any given time between 7 and 8 o'clock, and then start counting out loud and see how long it takes for them to say Eva Longoria. Yeah.
What if I had told you that she died from toxic levels of Mystic Tan? Her bloodstream.
The best day of my life.
I'd miss her all day.
Well, here's the thing. A reporter had the nerve to ask her about this rumor about her and Tony Parker of the Spurs getting married 7707. Listen closely for the very thinly veiled condescension.
So you guys are getting married on the 7th of July?
You
haven't announced it yet.
You know that we don't know anything because of NBA playoffs and because of my movie schedule. So we actually don't have a date. After this award season, then we'll get serious.
Not.
But what is the ubiquitous tech music that plays behind everything?
Again, I knew that was going to bother
you. Do we like that? Hey, white people, wake up. Did we sign off on horrible tech and house music behind everything all the time?
I have signed off on that rather than silence. I have gotten so used to background music that when they do an artsy-fartsy film that has no background sound at all, it drives me crazy.
I just feel like, as far as Eva Longoria goes, I feel like 30 years from now, if you woke me up in my sleep and you said, quick, 06, 2006, what happened in 2006? I would just shout out Eva Longoria in Iraq, and then I would fall back down and go back to bed. That is it.
That would cover everything.
06 for me, not the birth of my twins, has nothing to do with this job. All I remember is Eva Longoria and Iraq. As a matter of fact, I should name my kids Eva Longoria in Iraq.
You didn't?
That's a little Eva Longoria Corolla, and that's a little Iraq Corolla.
My kids have like 27 names. You can just keep names. Do you notice what the birth certificate, how long that line is you can fill out for names?
No, I didn't look at
it. It's like 6 inches long, so I just kept filling it out and kept giving them names. My kids have like 6 names each.
I had my assistant do it.
All right, let's talk about Lance Bass. Yesterday on the show, Perez Hilton, who runs an entertainment website,
kind of broke the story here on our show about Lance Bass and his breakup with that guy whose name I can never pronounce, Reichen Lemkuhl, who he calls the Third Reich, I think.
Helmut McNazi.
That's always got to be a real compliment walking
first
around
Reich,
in New York
that's
City.
Right. Right. Well, the First Reich had to find out about the breakup, the second breakup, the hard way. Allegedly.
He's done a lot of things the hard way.
Allegedly. And this is a new thing I found. Lance Bass went on his MySpace page, and you know, you have a profile, and he listed himself as single. And that's how the news hit.
I feel like that's how my kids will find out they're divorced in 30 years.
Yes,
I feel
I
this is all it's going to be. It's like, honey, lift the cyber sex helmet off for a minute. I want a divorce. Actually, I'm just a 3-degree.
Yeah.
I'm a 3-dimensional animated hologram that is telling you I want a divorce. It's all just going to.
Unless my wife has changed drastically in the last 21 hours, there will be a hologram leaving her later this afternoon.
Now, wait a second. In your sex helmet, can you smoke, Danny?
It's not a sex helmet. It's
a whole
smoking
sex suit.
Helmet.
No, but Adam's got a sex suit.
Well, we should get together like the people from Reese's Peanut Butter Cups because
yeah.
Danny invented a smoking helmet.
Right.
And
so
I invented a sex helmet. And I feel like all I need is a chimney on my sex helmet and we're in.
There you go. Well, Tyra Banks was on Larry King Live yesterday talking about the controversy about her weight gain and what a big deal people are making about it.
She's so courageous.
She really has. She's really a role model.
Really, she inspires me.
Someone was dealt an
she
amazing genetic hand.
She inspires me to kill myself.
Well, here she is being very humble on Larry King Live.
Transitioning from a model to a talk show host and being like one of the voices of my generation as opposed to just like a body and a face, I think that's what she might be talking about.
All right. How does it feel?
You know, it feels good because this is a message that I've had for a long time. That's what the first email, I think his name was Doug, he said. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just all of a sudden saying this, and this is something that I've always said, but now people are listening and people care.
Today is a panty party!
It's really making a difference with her panty party.
Yeah, it's the voice of a generation.
Look, I can't judge. Some people go work with third world victims. Other people raise money for, you know, the guys who passed in 9/11, and some people throw panty parties. To each their own. They're all doing their part.
I'm sorry, Adam. I stopped listening to you right after you said, I can't judge. That's all you do.
That's all I do.
You pass judgment all day on
I
everything.
Know. I should just wear a powdered wig around.
Yeah, carry a gavel.
A gavel, big robe.
Well, let me close with this. One of the voices of our generation, albeit a gravelly one, Danny Bonaducci, was on Fox, and he was talking about Jane Fonda. Now, this past weekend, Jane Fonda spoke out against the war, and it's the first time in 34 years since she was vocal about the war in Vietnam that she's spoken out about an American military situation. And here's what Danny Bonaducci had to say about it on Fox.
It is my true belief, and I believe this 100%, and I will not back up from it, that Jane Fonda gave aid and comfort to the enemy. Which carries more weight? Some low-level CIA agent sneaking a couple of files of antiquated weapon systems we don't even use anymore, or one of America's top stars sitting on a Viet Cong's anti-aircraft gun? That's the one that does. She should have been tried for treason, and at that time the punishment was to be taken out and shot by firing squad, and that's what I think should have happened to Jane Fonda.
Here, here. And I don't even call that radical. And speaking
thank
of...
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't think it was that radical either. I think shoot the commie bitch.
Speaking of Bonaducci being on Fox, Gretchen...
Yeah.
Is
his wife
Fox.
Just walks in.
Yeah, she's coming. Yeah. She's right down the street getting some nun.
Bonaducci's been
ooh.
On. Just looking at her through the glass.
Do you
here.
Think we can meet her?
41 years old, two kids, size zero.
She's gorgeous.
She's
well,
gorgeous.
First let me say I'm Teresa Strasser, and that was the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. You, CNN.
Well, Gene Simmons is due to come in here, but...
meanwhile, Gretchen's here, and I want to talk to her.
Not in yet. I'll tell you what we'll do.
Well, she will if you ask her.
Yeah, let's scratch Gretchen's lotto ticket.
Yeah.
I'd like to get to the bottom of this.
Me too.
Because you guys have such a misconception of the relationship we have.
Well, we'll clear things
we'll
up.
We'll clear the air. Married,
just
the part, it sounds like a, you know, a footnote and a novelty now, but married on the first day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
together,
that
how many
7 hours after we knew
I
each
could
other.
Do, I could do 45 minutes
wow.
on that alone, not to mention the rest of the things
how
I saw
many years,
Breaking
though,
Bonaducci.
Since that first date, have you been married?
17.
That's a long time.
That's a really long time for being married at all, let alone on the first date.
Right.
We'll take a quick break. Danny's beautiful bride, Gretchen,
nice.
Next on the Adam Carolla Show. 866-901-ADAM.
866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
It's the new year. How about a new home? The rates are still good. You want to get 2007 off to a spectacular start. But which loan do you get? Rates go up, down, sideways, every which way. What do you do? Well, to make your new start in the new year really easy and affordable, Allstate Lending is proud to offer you their five-year fixed payment loan at 4.5%. Yeah, 5 years with the same payment you can count on at a very attractive 4.5%. Allstate Lending wants you to look long and hard at this one because in a loan of, say, $500,000, it could save you $1,000 to $1,500 a month over what you're paying right now. And what could you do with another $1,500 a month? Imagine that. You should call Allstate Lending at 877-7-USA-FUN. That's 877-7-USA-FUN. And ask about the five-year, 4.5% fixed program. In 2007, get off to a great start. Call Allstate Lending at 877-7-USA-FUN. That's 877-7-USA-FUN.
Lycus 101.
It's a rather simple and painless procedure. We ask the male to drop his trousers and his shorts down, and then we do a complete examination.
You like it?
No!
Isn't this fun?
And we're not talking about violent crime. We are talking about dating.
Lycus 101.
Lycus 101.
Lycus 101. It's like a refresher course for your cojones.
For your cojones.
She's a fat, lazy bitch.
At 97.1.
97.1.
KLSX. Free FM.
If you work or have worked for a company that copies software illegally, that company is breaking the law. The Business Software Alliance is offering rewards of up to $200,000 for qualifying software piracy leads. Join a growing number of people who have received rewards from the BSA for reporting software piracy. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com. Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $200,000. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air. 97.1. Free FM.
Powered by the Amp Mobile World Supercross GP at Angel Stadium on February 3rd.
Hey, this is Teresa Strasser with the Adam Carolla Show. Here's when you don't want to find out you have leaky pipes or rusty, leaky, horrible pipes. After they burst, you want to know now if your pipes are old or defective. How do you do that? You call Pacific Coast Copper Repipe today. They will give you a free consultation. They repiped my whole house. They're so nice. They're so neat. They explain everything to you. Incredibly professional. They will do all the work for you. Pull the permits. Call for an inspection. They have a professional patch crew. They put these little holes in your wall and patch them up. You've got... Yes! Looks pretty when they're done. You've got to have copper pipes. You will not regret it. Right now, my water that used to be all rusty and murky and disgusting is fresh and clean. And maybe I'm imagining it, but I feel like my skin and hair are better because I have better water to bathe in. No rust. Here's the thing. It's the unseen part of your house that can really make a difference. Remodel. Repipe. Call Pacific Coast Copper Repipe at 1-800-556-PIPE. That is 1-800-556-PIPE. Or check them out online, PacificCoastCopperRepipe.com.
This year when American Idol comes on, don't just sit back and watch. Learn to sing like an idol yourself with speech-level singing, the official vocal technique of American Idol, taught by John Henney at the John Henney Vocal Studios. John Henney is one of the world's leading vocal teachers, implementing singing techniques used by top recording artists and Broadway stage performers. You'll notice improvement with your very first lesson. Call 626-403-7121 now. Anyone can learn to sing, so call now and let John Henney unlock that singer in you. Mention Free FM and receive 20% off your first lesson. If your dream is to be a singer, don't wait any longer. Call the John Henney Vocal Studio right now to schedule your first lesson at 626-403-7121. The John Henney Vocal Studio also offers lessons by phone or video conferencing, so you can learn to sing like the stars right from your home. Start singing like a superstar today. Call the John Henney Vocal Studio at 626-403-7121.
Free FM KLSX, Los Angeles.
Free.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Do you know the problem with most mattress stores? They don't give a sheet about you.
Larry!
But at Sit and Sleep, we do give a sheet. A free set of sheets with every premium set during our January clearance sale, where you can save up to $1,000.
You can't say that on the radio, Larry!
What? That we give a sheet?
No! Save up to $1,000!
But during Sit and Sleep's January clearance sale, we've got to sell every 2006 mattress in stock. So we're slashing up to $1,000 off every Simmons, Sealy, Serta, Spring Air, Stearns & Foster, Miralax, Heirloom, or Tempur-Pedic.
I'm sheet out of luck now!
Plus, pay no deposit, no interest, and no payments till 2008 on approved credit. Plus, get free local delivery, old mattress removal, and even a set of sheets. $160 value, free!
Have you got a paddle, Larry?
No, why?
I'm up Sheets Creek, because you're killing me, Larry!
Call 1-800-FREE to shop by phone. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free! Now open in Rancho Mirage.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. And now, Adam explains to 1780s guy, book clubs.
And why are these women so invested in Stella getting her groove back?
I don't know.
That was Adam Explains Book Clubs to 1780s guy. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, Gene Simmons is on the way, but first, Gretchen is in studio.
My beautiful little bride.
Better half of Bonaducci, and you know her from Breaking Bonaducci. You must have gotten a lot of, like, sympathy cards in mail over the past few years.
But you know what's funny? So did I.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
Why is that?
You've gone through the mail. It wasn't nearly as much as, oh, my God, you poor woman, how do you do it?
Well, he was heartbroken.
But here's what I said, I said it on the show. I said, if a million people watch this thing, because all I wanted to do is be Mr. Joe Romantic Guy, and then I went crazy. Mm-hmm. I said, if 10% of these women that watch this say, God, I wish a guy loved me like that, which Teresa has already said to me twice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay?
Right.
If they write, that's 100,000 women. So I got... I didn't get 100,000 letters that said, that bitch, how can she treat you so badly?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I agree with Gretchen. I go, what show are you watching? I'm a maniac to a really nice woman. But she took a bit of a beating on that show.
I was rather surprised about some of that mail.
I said, don't go to the chat boards no matter what.
Oh, no,
and she
Gretchen,
didn't listen.
That's like a bad neighborhood. Don't wander there.
You want someone to love you until you hear the words, if I can't have you, nobody can.
Right.
I
heard that
and
once.
Or the words... Here's my bedazzler. I'll turn it on myself.
I bedazzled those pockets myself.
Well, Gretchen, I have so many questions to ask you. First off, the idea that you got married 7 hours into the first date. Where did you guys meet? How did you hook up? How did the whole thing start?
Well, he was working in Phoenix on a radio show, and I set up a psychic to come on his show.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on a blind date, had a really good time. I'd always said...
So you just came in with the psychic?
No, never seen him. I'd never seen her in my life. I knocked on her door. When I knocked on her door, let me tell you this.
It was a blind date.
The hottest girl I ever saw answered the door, this gorgeous babe answered the door. I went, hi, I'm Danny. She goes, hi. Hey, Gretchen, your date's here.
Okay.
And I went, oh, no, it's the ugly friend.
Right.
I got the ugly friend.
And she was beautiful. She really was.
Surely when you saw Gretchen, your reaction was what?
I'll get sex from the punk rocker. Because she used to dress up like Nancy Sponge, and I knew she'd break out the sex real easy.
I see. And Nancy Sponge, by the way, is the person with the last name that gets more confusing of Sid and Nancy.
Of Sid and Nancy. Nancy Sponge.
Right. Nancy Sponge, never heard of her. Sid and Nancy or that Nancy.
So you go to dinner or where do you go?
We went to a bunch of bars. And
saw the gin blossoms.
Gin blossoms. I had always said, God, send me the person I'm supposed to marry. I will know it. And I knew if I didn't marry him under those circumstances, it would never happen.
But that means that she didn't trick me into marrying her while I was drunk.
Now, was he drunk? Were you drunk?
I was not drunk. No. I think he was pretty drunk.
I vomited in a dumpster. What other evidence do you need?
Well, it was Wednesday.
That's true.
Right. At what point did he vomit in the dumpster? Before the wedding?
Or some point in the night.
Before the wedding, yes. And then we called the minister out of the Yellow Pages, and he didn't know that we didn't know each other.
And when it came out in the tabloids, like a few months that Danny and I had gotten married, he got into a lot of trouble for marrying two people that didn't know each other.
Because you're supposed to be like a tattoo artist that doesn't give drunk sailors horrible tattoos.
Exactly.
You should know better. He should have known better. Now, if it was Vegas, you probably could have gotten away with it.
Now we have several anniversaries, too. Because we woke up in the morning, and then I put her through some tests. Mm-hmm. And after she passed all the tests, we ran to the courthouse to make sure it was legal and got a legal marriage certificate.
What were the tests?
Does she know what's funny?
Yeah, he showed her a movie to see if she laughed at it. You remember
The In-Laws with Alan Arkin.
Oh.
And if she didn't laugh at all the right places, I was leaving her.
Mm. I was hoping it would be 1979's Hot, Hold On to Sex, a movie. One of my favorite movies is Bonaduce.
Do you have a photographic memory? I don't even remember that stood for Hold On to Sex.
Is that what you showed Lynette before you married her?
Yes, we watched Bonaduce.
So Gretchen, Hots. And here's the funny part, that Gretchen is very cool because, like on Oprah Winfrey, when we first told the story, we said, and this is exactly the way the story came out, and it's true, she said, when I put the moves on her, she said, you know, I'm a Christian, and I'm not prepared to do that with you till I'm married.
Mm-hmm.
So after we've done about three more shows, because everybody wanted to talk about this, Gretchen said, you know, I wasn't a virgin when I married you. I was coming back to my Christianity, but I'd had a wild little teenage fling.
Yeah, I catch him on the way
and
back
said,
from Whoreville all the time.
Exactly.
Oh,
I said,
no.
When did that fling end? And she went, I think about 3 days ago, but I don't remember the guy's name.
Oh, yeah.
And
no,
then she married me.
That's
true.
So you told him, I'm not going to have sex with you until we're married, and Danny, you said, then let's get married right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you had sex.
Right.
Dude, did I not tell you, you bump shoulders with me, you have to sleep with me. Now, I know that's an exaggeration, but I am telling you, a hot girl like that, all I had to do was marry her to have sex with her.
Wait.
A tiny little price to pay.
Now, Gretchen is gorgeous and tiny, tiny, tiny. But and please feel free to not answer this. But
okay.
She'll answer.
I can imagine maybe a little sloppy, a little drunken first night sex. How was it?
I think it was awkward, actually.
Well,
we got married after 7 hours, so, you know, we didn't really know each other. It was a little awkward, I have to say.
Here's what I remember. Mm. I remember the first thing you said that was that you were willing to do anything as long as it was just you and me.
Right.
I'll bet Adam could do it. And that means I can't be there because there can't be a third person. So, you were very flexible and did some fairly... I mean, that's when the first hint that she might not be a virgin...
What do you mean flexible?
When she put on the propeller hat and broke out the chaps, I thought,
cowgirl?
Maybe this girl's done it before.
Adam theorized that Danny would be very good in bed because he's eager to please.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, it's not that I'm so good in bed, it's that I make the girl, if I can, complete the act before I even start.
I feel like what you don't want in bed is a big prima donna athlete who wants you to worship him. What you want is Bonaduce to take off the Napoleon hat and get busy with the oral.
Right.
Yes.
Take the hand out of his jacket and start using it.
So the first night, guided only by the light of Danny's pubes, you guys, so imagine there's a glowing. You guys made sweet love, and the next day you woke up together, or did you go back to your own places?
We're husband and wife.
Who's house?
We woke up in my apartment, and I looked at her, and I thought, you know, still in the back of my mind, I thought, I wasn't real clear. I remember I married her because she wouldn't have sex with me because she was a Christian, but I wasn't real clear on, like, virginity or not virginity, and I was like, really? Going, did I just screw up this girl's whole way of life of being a drunk ass? Mm. What do I do? So I came up with a plan. Mm. I'll be a complete jerk to this girl. And then she'll leave me.
For 17 years.
And she'll leave me today. She'll go, okay, you're a jerk, drunk loser. I'm leaving. And then it's her fault. I took your virginity. Sorry.
Right.
I'm a jerk. You shouldn't have done it with me then. Your fault. And I look at her and I said, hey, listen, lady, I don't even remember your name. And she said, oh. It's Mrs. Bonaduce. Try not to forget it. My name is Mrs. Bonaduce.
Yes,
and I looked at her and I said, wow, clever.
By the
and
way,
cute. And naked.
I named my penis Mrs. Bonaduce in the late 70s. I was a fan.
I'll bet
what
Adam
could
do it.
Well, Mrs. Bonaduce, when did you get a ring?
I think about within the week.
Oh.
No, within a week we went and bought one. And you know what's amazing is I really think that Danny and I would have amounted to nothing apart. And I think that we have made such an incredible life together. And I really don't think he would be alive. I would be some singing waitress somewhere.
Sucked doing mornings to Teresa Strasser and Bonaduce's corpse.
Here's basically what I think. And it's very close to what Gretchen thinks. I think that Gretchen would be a singing waitress somewhere. And I'd be a really rich jock without her. That's kind of what I think.
As opposed to what
nailing 21-year-olds.
Yeah. I know.
And I skewed old.
With the MySpace girls that I keep offering to have sex with me, I'd just be a terrible
one. Well, now, Gretchen.
I'll bet Adam could do it.
Did you have that phone call where you called your mom or your best gal pal?
Oh,
you're like, I married a partridge. And they're like, which one? Keith?
Oh, your mom.
Chris, the cute blonde. Cool. No.
You're going to love
Kincaid?
Yeah.
No.
What did they all tell you when they told you married me, your friends?
Oh, they said, why would you marry a gay guy?
They all said I was gay. They all said I'd heard he's gay.
Because you wear a suede vest with no shirt on and you bedazzled pair of size 7 women's jeans. Well,
wait
a minute.
A second.
Maybe.
Hold on.
Well, wait, where'd they hear that?
I don't know because I wasn't even doing anything. I was washed up. It's like, where would you hear that?
I don't know, but they were all like, oh my God, you married a gay guy. So.
Yeah, Danny Bonaduce's gay.
And my parents were not happy. No, that was not a call they were happy about.
I heard that conversation from one side, which was Gretchen's conversation only, and it sounded like this. Yeah, hi, Mom, Dad. And he's a deacon in the church. He's a Sunday school teacher.
Oh,
it's a big deal.
No.
Yo, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. So, hi, Mom, Dad. Yeah, I got married last night. Danny. Bonaduce. Yeah, that one. No, he's not like that anymore. No, he's not like that. No, he didn't. That one's not even true. He didn't even do that one, I think. Okay, bye. And that was it. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Where is he now? Throwing up.
Throwing up into a dumpster.
And then within a week of us being married, they had to put up their 2 antique cars to bail me out of jail.
No.
And they chained them to an Impala, his Model A and his Model T.
My dad's a guy. I mean, they have been always so supportive of us, and that's amazing because I'm sure a lot of parents would want to drag their daughter, out of that marriage.
Dude, put the TNA up for collateral so Bonaduce can get out of the hoosegow.
On the other hand, she gets one wrinkle, I'm gone.
I was really feeling jealous and like I was going to die alone until you fortunately said something unkind.
Not so bad. Well,
no, but you know what it is? We talk like best friends. We kid like best pals. We've known each other forever. She's the only person I hang out with. Except I went on my mandate last night.
Yes.
Besides that, she's my only friend. I don't leave my home ever.
I never leave my home.
And I wish she'd go more.
Gretchen, I know, because I feel like, my wife and I get along fine, but as far as best friends go, she's not in my top 25.
Right.
Like, I gotta be honest with you.
She's my top one.
She waffles, depending on how many waffles she makes, obviously.
Right.
Between 49 and 51, she's always in there. Yeah, she's what I call on the cusp. And, I'll tell
she's
her.
She's on the bubble. She may not be renewed
my
for
only confidant,
season.
My only true friend, the only person, because I'm Red Bull, the only person I can just break down right in front of and go, hey, I'm really scared of something, or, that I would never do in front of anybody but Gretchen. That's all there is for me. My name is Mrs. Bonaduce.
Well, by the way, Lynette Carolla, if you're listening, I'd like it if you would come in with the babies.
Oh, yes.
That'd be bitchin'.
It's a personal request. I want to see those babies.
Second vote right here.
And you.
We will do that in short order. But first, speaking of my babies, Gene Simmons. I look at him as one of my children.
He is. Sure. He's like a child.
The entire Kiss Army is an extended Corolla family.
This should be an interesting moment.
Gene Simmons coming up next. Gretchen, Mazel Tov. Nice work.
So good to meet you. I was so nervous to meet you guys.
In the flesh. Gene Simmons next on the Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaduce coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Sunday afternoon, 97.1 Free FM is throwing a big game party at the Yankee Doodles in Santa Monica and the Yankee Doodles in Woodland Hills. We'll be bringing light cats to both places and signing you up to win a 42-inch DLP TV. It's an afternoon of hot chicks, football, great food, and plenty of pool tables and big screens. Yankee Doodles is on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica and Woodland Hills on Victory and Topanga Canyon. Both big game parties are powered by Texas Instruments. It's amazing. It's the Mirrors, HDTV, powered by DLP, and SoCal's FM talk station, 97.1. KLSX Free FM.
97.1 SoCal's Free FM.
97.1 FM.
Simple. Adam Carolla.
The black guy was wants to get laid, he just goes out and gets a hooker. White guy, we got to start a cult. Seems like a lot of trouble, by the way, just to get laid.
Free. Free.
Busty, Heidi, and Frank.
You should all be more like me. I feel like I should pick up my doll.
Free. Free. Tom Likas.
I consider the lottery to be like a moron tax.
Free. Free.
Okay, okay. Right here, right now, we make you this guarantee. For the next 100 years, free FM talk for everybody.
How's that legal?
Is that ethical?
97.1 KLSX is SoCal's free.
Free.
Free. Free FM talk station.
Freedom of choice.
Think you need a ton of money to buy into the real estate market? Think again. Think out of state. Think positive cash flow. Think appreciation flow. Think small investment for big returns. Think the Home Ownership Roundtable. But now you're thinking, where do I find the next red-hot real estate investment? Go to 971roundtable.com and click on the next red-hot market. And tune in every Saturday at 1 p.m. right here on 97.1 Free FM. The Home Ownership Roundtable will show you simple solutions for profitable out-of-state real estate investing. Properties are available right now. Build your portfolio for the future. Cash in hand or use the equity in your home. Get started today. Call 888-971-TEAM. 888-971-8326. You may not be able to buy in California, but you can buy out of state today. Realize the tax benefit. Get Uncle Sam to give you a break. Log on to 971roundtable.com or call 888-971-TEAM. 888-971-8326.
And Frank coming up at 10. 97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
Hey, this is Teresa Strasser from The Adam Carolla Show, and I want to talk about Sona Med Spa. Why? Because they will take off your unwanted hair, not for a month or 2 weeks, forever with the laser. And being single, Angie, producer Angie, I don't know when I'm going to need no hair on my body.
And how nice would it to be not have to worry about that?
Yes!
We could seriously talk about this for hours. Summer's right around the corner. Imagine not having to worry about going to the beach and shaving beforehand or getting waxed.
Waxing.
The time you spend
alone.
Think of
all the years you had to wax your bikini.
Exactly. You need to call, call Sona at 714-434-SONA.
And the nice thing is, while you're down there, if you want some Botox or some Restylane or some non-surgical fat reduction, and who doesn't, if you have some age spots or wrinkles you don't like, you can get those taken care of at the same time. Be Sona smooth. Call them at 714-434-SONA. I've been down there. It's a beautiful place. They're very nice, very professional. It doesn't hurt a bit. It saves you a lot of money in the long run. And you don't have to worry when you go out on a date, did I shave or didn't I? Sona Med Spa, 714-434-SONA, or visit them online at sonaoc.com.
More of The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in less than a minute.
If you're paying a single dime...
The Free FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always live responsibly.
97.1 KLSX Free FM, an equal opportunity employer, is dedicated to providing broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact Jennifer Baker at 97.1 KLSX Free FM by calling 323-930-5271. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit cbsradio.com for an online listing of job openings at all CBS radio stations.
My,
Right now on the Adam Carolla Show, the bass guitarist and vocalist for the rock band Kiss, the Demon, Gene Simmons, on the Adam Carolla Show.
Good to see you, Gene.
It's sort of like a build-up. That funny comedian, Adam Carolla, who used to hang out with Kimmel. What a kind of a, the bass player of that rock band. Who did that?
Well, he's fired, Gene.
I like, don't now worry I like about you.
It. Do you want him killed or can we just fire him?
Can I watch? Either way, I like
Danny
to
will kill him for you.
I will kill him for you on one word. That's
you know,
it.
Dan,
word
Danny
you.
Should have his own porn line.
You want it?
Everyone's
hard.
Entitled
I
to Adam's opinion.
Because you can't sell marshmallows with a voice like that. You could charge girls. I'm going to treat you mean. You're going to like it.
Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah, he's got it. Yeah, you're not going to be able to pedal marshmallows.
When we're yelling and stuff, it's really abrasive.
But when you slow it down and you talk to somebody, you listen to like it.
I've got
to
tell you, that is not bad.
By the way, Gene, I'd like to give you a compliment. You're the first celebrity ever I remember to bring a camera for that I want to take a picture with, ever.
$5.
Okay, done.
Did you tell him about my facelift?
Yeah.
No, I did not, but I went out there. Before you tell him, can I tell how you told me?
Sure.
I went out there and said, dude, you look great. Your skin looks great. And I would never say it to a guy that
I thought
facelift.
He was pregnant. He was glowing.
I said, your skin's so smooth. I'm getting to that age. I'm really worried about these wrinkles. Are you using some really cool cream that works? Because every man who's having a facelift looks like Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. Well, it helps to be 80 and look like Burt.
Danny,
God
he said... Quick correction.
Yeah.
You've gotten to that age.
Oh!
I'm there.
I'm much older than Danny.
Yes, but you took care of yourself. You didn't do all the drugs. You know, you're clean liver. Danny's been ridden hard and put away wet by the cops.
And I don't have a clean liver.
No. This man is drug-addled and sunblasted.
Not in a year.
But he means that in a good way, though.
Right. You do look great.
You do. You look fabulous.
You better not start something you're not going to finish. You bring those lips right
I'll
over
finish
here.
It, Gene. Now, what, so what did you do? So did you have a facelift?
Oh, yeah. We're going to actually feature it in the Gene Simmons Family Jewels thing. But you know,
the horse thing was
you can log on to Kiss... comicsgroup.com you'll actually be able to witness the biggest comic book of all time, which we debuted yesterday. It's a joint venture between ourselves and Platinum.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a comic book that's almost 3 feet long. It'll literally be the biggest comic book of all time, verified by
Guinness.
That's right. I don't mean the beer. No. Mm-hmm. Those are semantics, but I'm not anti-semantic.
Well, how do you get it?
Well, if you get on to either kissonline.com or kisscomicsgroup.com, you'll be able to order it. This is a $50 comic book, but it's going to be the first of a series of comic books. The other one is going to be Kiss Girls, and this is going to be the first time that weekly comic books are going to be offered online. Every single week, 50 weeks out of the year, 2 weeks off, you're going to be able to get new stories. And this is just another new venture along with our shampoo and deodorant stuff, which is in 2,000 department stores. Our Kiss Coffee Shop, which opened in Myrtle Beach and is outgrossing every Starbucks in the world, actually.
Nice.
Kiss shampoo?
Oh, it was on the cover of Women's Wear Daily, full cover. And it's not just shampoo. It's deodorant, his and hers. Kiss her, kiss him.
Like it.
And do you smell like you?
Kiss and makeup? Brilliant book.
They're actually different flavors.
Uh-huh.
Well, how would you describe the scent?
You're mine.
Ooh.
I like that.
Smoking sucks.
Now, this is speaking of women and girls who like Gene. I hope nobody bothers to make the perverse joke. My daughter, when she was very, very, very little, 4 or 5 years old, met Gene Simmons, and then I showed her a picture of him as Gene Simmons the Demon. And then in a little kid's head, they get to fantasizing more and more. And like now we're best friends in her world. And she refers to Gene Simmons when he comes on TV as Uncle Gene.
Aww.
So that's why I brought the camera. Because in her head, she thinks we're best friends and that she's part of it and calls him Uncle Gene.
I had that with
Gene.
I've heard that before.
It makes her the cutest kid in school. Oh, yeah, that's my Uncle Gene spitting the blood.
Well, I want to get back to this facelift thing for just one moment.
I want one.
You know, in our business, you have to look your best.
Oh, I think in everybody's business. I think this is biology speaking that we kid ourselves, and every woman knows this secretly and doesn't really discuss it with you. They will do anything and medically enhance any body part in order to attract the opposite sex. Likewise, it's a wake-up call for guys. If there was an operation right now that could make my schmeckle three times, because it's twice as big as most people's, but if you could make it three times, we would all line up and get it.
I wish you weren't a liar.
It's already three times bigger than mine if it's twice as big as most
people. If I got mine three times,
math quickly.
As big as mine, it would be the size of my thumb. That's why I have to work so hard.
Go ahead about the facelift.
Well, no, I'd rather hear her talk.
I wanted to say that, yes, when dentistry came along, people fixed their teeth.
Sure.
It's not like they couldn't chew their meat before their teeth were straight, but it's an aesthetic thing.
But glasses work just as well as contacts, but if you put contacts on, you get laid more.
Right?
Just so you know for a fact, I built Gretchen from the ground up. She did not look like that when I married her.
She was a total remodel.
If Gretchen got together with the natural Gretchen, you'd look at Gretchen with the red hair and go, yo, who's your ugly friend?
But the most important thing...
I built that girl.
Most important thing that women realize...
Her name was Greg.
We don't care.
Danny Matter. Yes.
We don't care if there are any fake parts because it's all fantasy. Women are not as tall as they look. Heels do that. Breasts don't automatically point to God. They're bras or medically enhanced. It's all for
us. So what was your procedure? How does it go? And how come I can't tell you've had it?
Yeah, that sort of freaks me out.
Look like they're trying to push their face out of a vagina.
Everybody said to me that men can't get them. They don't look right. Only women can get them.
A lot of times they look like newborn owls. Yeah. You look very natural.
Ryan Reynolds looks Asian.
Well,
yes, he looks like he's pushing his way out of a woman.
An Asian woman.
I'm overcome by these descriptions. I think I'm aroused.
We can keep it going, Gene.
I bet you can.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I just
threw up in my mouth.
It is babe, isn't it, because you're in the biz?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But it's money. But you're right. If you log on to kissonline.com, you'll be able to find out all about the biggest comic book of all time. Did you just take me out?
Is your facelift on your A&E show, Gene Simmons Family Jewels?
Yes.
By the way, the horse episode rocked. Rocked so funny I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Their kids brought him a horse. They just thought they could because dad's rich and mama's good looking.
I promised Sophie if she did well, straight A's, that she'd get anything she wants.
That's your daughter.
She wanted a horse.
But she brought it home to the match.
Well, not only that, but I found out the horse she bought was one of the three horses that was used in a film called Hidalgo. Did you ever see that
film? Love that movie.
Yes.
The one
cowboy
that
riding
did
movie.
Tricks and all that. That one, Pablo.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get the bill. You figure, it's going to be $5,000. No, you got to add a few zeros after
that. Yeah. When I bought my first horse, it didn't do anything special. When I was a little Danny Partridge, so I'm 37 years ago. Then it was $8,000 then.
Unbelievable what horses are.
I'll tell you the thing that sucks in the bigger picture about being the breadwinner is any gift you get from your wife, any gift you get from your daughter, any gift.
That term. What was that? Wife?
Concubine, common law wife, palimony.
Common law's...
palimony suit waiting to happen. Whoever you live with.
Right.
The point is whatever they get you, you bought.
Right.
Right.
You got daddy a horse, daddy bought him a horse. You get a new Rolex from the old lady, you bought you a Rolex.
I will tell you something about Mrs. Simmons that I enjoyed very much
She's Ms. Tweed.
I was going to make this point particularly, is because I've interviewed you and talked to you socially 100 times. I mean, it's an exaggeration, but maybe 20. I didn't expect her to be so confident. I tried to be like, I better do what I'm told. This is the money. She seems like a very confident, beautiful woman.
She's a modern 21st century woman who doesn't define herself by a man.
Right.
She's not looking to take anybody's last name. She doesn't buy those magazines.
See?
Every single woman's magazine has had the woman's disease, which is 10 ways to keep him excited. 10 things he enjoys talking about. Where's this going? Why doesn't he call me? Do I have my mother's hips?
Mm-hmm.
There's not a single man's magazine that talks at all about what is she thinking.
I've had one that says, I had your mother's hips, but that's entirely different.
That's
kind of
different.
Magazine. Right.
But we're not trying to figure out women.
If you asked her tomorrow to marry you, she would
do heartbeat.
It.
She would?
Well, that's biology.
Yes. All right.
Well, that's biology. Every woman wants to be married. She makes one or two eggs. You're designed to nest.
Right.
We're designed to run. The language infers it. He's a good catch because he's trying to run away.
Nice.
I'm going to get my claws in him if that doesn't sound like a predator.
I have told my wife I'm not a hunter and gatherer. I'm a humper and gatherer, which is I would like to hump and then gather.
Right. What do you gather?
I gather things to hump.
There you
now,
go.
Have you told her that besides the furry little squeaky thing that you hump on a regular basis, that you actually are attracted to every single female that ever walked the face
of the
earth?
Not everyone.
No, you have to.
Yes.
No.
My wife knows.
I have to tell you the God's honest truth.
Please.
Here it is. And you'll agree with me. At the end, you'll kind of go, yeah, you're right. When there are a lot of choices, we have preferences. And I don't mean by L'Oreal. I mean we prefer prettier women. Fuller-breasted women than... No, fuller-breasted. Fuller-lipped, yes, we prefer that. But the fewer the choices, the less picky we are. Let me put it in a poetic way. When a guy walks into a bar, we all are blessed with the 2 at 10 and 10 at 2 syndrome.
Right, absolutely.
At 10 o'clock at night, there's a toothless little old hag that's waving at you, and it's 10 p.m., she's a 2, but at 2 a.m., she's a 10.
Yep. Yeah,
the and you're attracted way, to every
this
woman.
This wisdom is coming to you from Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Every guy quietly is nodding his head yes.
No, my wife knows this. I told her to her face. And plus, I can't be alone. I have to be in the company of a woman. I wish I would ask this when she was sitting there. My wife one time asked me, if she died, would I ever marry again?
Sure.
And I said, babe, I would bring a date to your funeral.
The truth is, every single lyric that women think, I can't live without you, those are lies. You know how we can live without you? Easily, there's your sister and your mommy. Those are lies.
That's it. Honey, if you're listening, I'm not coming home.
Yeah, me either. We're all going to move in with Gene Simmons.
Gene, we need to take a break. I feel like you've missed your calling with the comic book, and you should be writing children's books and dispatching that kind of knowledge early and
mommy.
Often. Perhaps a pop-up with a giant tongue in it.
I can live without mommy.
You can play the suck-up thing if you want, but I think you missed your calling because you can do just about anything. How many languages do you speak?
4.5.
Wow. You're being shy.
How do you say we're running late in
Hungarian?
Yes.
Mushtan Kalmeni.
There you go. We need to take a break. Gene Simmons, Kiss 4K, Legends Never Die. Go online.
KissOnline.com.
Also, Gene Simmons Family Jewels coming up. Second season on A&E. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Everyone has to live with the annoying muscle aches and pains that come with everyday life. But now, there's relief from those pains with Air Salon Pause Spray. Air Salon Pause Spray is the new, modern way to help get rid of your pain. Just spray on Air Salon Pause before, during, and after exercise. Because Air Salon Pause Spray quickly cools down sore muscles and joints, you'll get fast and sustained pain relief. You'll also find that Air Salon Pause Spray replaces the pain with the amazing cooling sensation that only Salon Pause delivers. Simply apply Air Salon Pause Spray and enjoy a more active life with less pain. Whether you're training for a 10K or it's just your regular workout, Air Salon Pause Spray will help with your cramping, muscle fatigue, and sore muscles. Quick drying, economical Air Salon Pause Spray, part of the long-acting pain relief products from Salon Pause. Now available at your neighborhood Long's Drugs. Air Salon Pause Spray. Ask for it by name.
S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. Salon Pause. Be more active.
Alrighty, Danny Bonaducci here for Dr. Tadoff, and I'm really glad that Gene Simmons is here for this, because I was going to offer you an apology, Gene. The last time I was talking to you was years ago on a radio station, and I was defending the point of drinking, because Gene has never had a sip of alcohol in his life. And I said, doesn't that make you short of information to make such an opinion? He said, why are you defending alcohol? And a year later, I had pretty much jumped in a bag and ruined my life. So I wanted to apologize for that. Well, there are other mistakes you can correct, like a stupid tattoo that says ACDC and now you're 50, or it says Linda and your wife's name is Debbie. Dr. Tadoff, they're not permanent anymore. They can fix those permanent mistakes. Call 1-888-TATT-OFF. That's Dr. Tadoff. Listen, I got a tattoo on my body. I've got Debbie on my shoulder, Jane on my leg. I was still drinking then. I don't really know who Jane is. But there are stupid mistakes, and I thought I was stuck with them forever. Call 1-888-TATT-OFF. Get them off now.
Admit it, if you had the cash, you'd buy the new Xbox 360 in a heartbeat. It's got the best games and the most incredible graphics, but it can also set you back $300. Well, what if I told you how to get one for free? You heard me, free! As in, it could cost you zero, zilcho, zippo. You get the idea. Just go to www.radioxbox360.com for the hookup. If you're 18 or older, go to www.radioxbox360.com. Enter your email address and shipping information. Follow the redemption instructions. Print out your coupon, and a free Xbox 360 will be shipped to you. Guaranteed. Check out the site for more details. So what are you waiting for? Instead of blowing your money buying an Xbox, get one free at www.radioxbox360.com. But you've got to hurry, because this is a limited-time offer. So if you want your free Xbox, you must go to www.radioxbox360.com. Again, www.radioxbox360.com. Limit one per household.
97.1 KLSX.
97.1 KLSX.
3 FM. SoCal's FM talk station.
You've witnessed the mayhem, been dazed by the raw power, and cringed at the torturous battles. Fully aware that this is not just a game. Presenting Full Contact Arena Chess. It's a bloody board game struggle for human survival. Full Contact Arena Chess. Brains and brawn combine with punches and pawns. Full Contact Arena Chess. Inside a steel cage filled with hungry jackals. Hey, this is more than just beating your bishop. It's a full armor, full contact board game to the death. If you haven't been spattered by someone else's blood, you haven't seen Full Contact Arena Chess. Get your tickets today and find out what checkmate really means.
Look, they are free.
It's freedom, baby, yeah!
97.1 is now
Free FM.
They call me.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Scores Las Vegas Nightclub and Cabaret. 6 rooms and 3 DJs with over 25,000 square feet of variety and entertainment on 2 floors. And hot shows with Scores girls swinging 40 feet above the floor. Scores Las Vegas Nightclub and Cabaret. Home to the most upscale after-hours party in the all-new Sky Lounge. Scores Las Vegas Nightclub and Cabaret. The official nightclub and cabaret partner of the Adam Carolla Show and KLSX 97.1 Free FM. Elegance, gorgeous girls, superior service. Seating for parties of 10 to 250 guests in various VIP seating rooms. The fantasy, fun, and food start at scoreslasvegas.com. Call 702-367-4000 or log on to scoreslasvegas.com. And the soon-to-be Scores Los Angeles, located in downtown LA at the Score Gentlemen's Club.
Oh, where did the time go? Gene Simmons, all I can say is people should go to kisscomicsgroup.com to get literally the world's biggest comic book. You're going to need a pallet jack to get that into your house. Gene Simmons, come back and see us soon. Come early and stay late next time. T, nice job, Danny. Great as usual. And until next time, as Adam Carolla is saying, oh, Emmett Smith on the show tomorrow. Wow. Dancing with the Stars and Super Bowl great Emmett Smith tomorrow. So we'll talk to him until next time. Jeez, Gene Simmons, Emmett Smith, same guy. Do we really need Emmett tomorrow? We'll take a quick break. Be right back in a short 20 hours. So, till next time, this is Sam saying, mahalo. I need some eggs and some sperm pronto.